Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
It's Greenland, like being Amish, but with more ice.
Bye.
Hey, look, it's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kid.
Imagine trying to do something with the lights out.
Yes.
And it's like, is this working? Does she like it? What?
Yeah.
What are you saying? I can't do this now. I did it anyway. Who am I kidding?
Right.
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Featuring Leanna Ray on traffic.
How the f*** did I end up here?
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-rack it.
Time to penetrate your ear hole. Ooh, this is Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
I am in a great mood today.
Oh, me too,
buddy. You want to know why?
Why is that?
And again, psychiatrists have a field day with me. I am in a great mood because T-Bone is in a bad mood.
Oh, I am in a bad mood.
Your bad mood turns me on.
You're lucky it's not Wild Card Wednesday because, oh, it'd be wild in here if I was just able to talk about anything I wanted to today.
Here's what I like about Bone.
What do you like about me?
I'm telling them.
Oh, okay.
Not you.
Oh, I don't need to know.
Telling all the listeners.
That's fine.
Usually I come in here and I bitch and moan about people that we work with or know. And Bone's like, yeah, you know, maybe they just had a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking at it from their perspective.
Mm-hmm. I try to put myself in another man's shoes from time to time.
Yep, and it's super annoying.
I'm sure
but
it is.
I just want to point out, when you come in and you're angry about something.
Yeah.
I don't even care the other side of the story. I validate whatever the hell you say.
You do.
I validate you.
And I'm learning from you because that is, it does feel good to be validated.
I support your hatred.
You're right. Thank you for
because
that.
Because I hate them too.
I know you
do. The person you were just talking about that I wish we could talk about on the air. I too hate this person with the white hot intensity of a thousand suns. I wish we could just have the uncensored show right now.
Yeah,
it's Truth Serum Day.
Truth Serum, baby.
It's Truth Tuesday.
Stick it in my ass. Truth Serum. Let's go. Put it all out there.
What are we sticking?
No, where? Like a shot. Huh? Like Truth Serum. Like you get a shot. Don't you get a shot in your ass sometimes?
I don't think they do it there.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Did you never get a shot as a kid in your butt? What are you talking about?
No, yeah, I never got a shot in my butt.
Never?
No.
That's a fat part. That's where they don't do it in your arm when you're a little kid.
Oh, they did when I was a kid. They wanted to see me suffer, I guess.
Ted, am I wrong? Was I the only one getting shots in my ass as a kid?
You're completely right.
Okay.
Yes.
I had three kids that got little, then when they're babies, you know, they get a little shot in the butt because that's where they, or the thigh because it's thick and
maybe,
fatty.
Maybe it happened when I was an infant, but I'm not Kim Jong-il. I don't remember myself as an infant.
No, but I... You have had a kid since then. I didn't know how they gave the shots.
I don't go to the doctor. I went to the first doctor's appointment. Then after that, I was out.
This is something I found out about you while ago. Was I didn't realize how delineated the responsibilities were with the child. Where it's like, oh yeah, that was a movie, a kid's movie. I don't do the movies.
I don't do movies.
I didn't know you didn't do the movies.
I do shows.
Oh, TV shows?
Yeah.
Oh,
I can do. I can do 20 minutes.
Oh.
And that's my limit.
Yeah, I mean, you could just... I mean, it's for the kid, though. You know, Kanto comes on, you get to hear them, like, singing and talking about stuff, and the house
fine.
Is all nice.
Yeah, I don't care.
I actually like Encanto quite a bit. It's a good movie. Recommend it for whatever it's worth.
I make the house nice. Someone's got to cook. Make the house smell nice.
No, no, no. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's bad, but, like, all the dads I've known... If it's like, oh, hey, your kids and like whatever movie my kids are watching, they're like, oh, yeah, we're on the same one. We're all watching that same movie like that.
No.
That you I will bring up movies to you and you're like, I've never even heard of that.
We don't make each other suffer. That's true love. True love is not making your spouse do things that they don't want to do.
Well, no, I just didn't realize it was. I was shocked because I like cartoons. So I watch them and I'm like, oh, these are fun.
Yeah.
You hate cartoons.
I don't like anything anymore.
No, but you've never liked cartoons. I've never known you in our relationship to be like, oh yeah, cartoons. I enjoy those. Usually it's like, it's cartoon. and it's not your thing. That's fine. No, I'm just saying, I grew up watching cartoons all the time.
I grew up watching cartoons too, and then I grew up, and then cartoons were over.
I grew up and said, now I can watch more cartoons. That's more time for me to watch cartoons.
The only cartoons I wanted to watch at a certain point were like the anime stuff. Nasty.
I do remember, I don't know what this anime is. I do not watch anime. So if this is one that's inappropriate, whatever, I'm just telling you, I remember going into, I used to see this at Blockbuster. There would be like a cover for, it was spelled A-E-O-N, Aeon Flux, I think.
Yeah, they made a movie. Wasn't that?
They did make a movie. You're right.
Charlize Theron
or
something?
Yes. I think someone hot was playing whoever is in that. But the cartoon version of that they had on the cover, looked great. I never watched that cartoon, sadly. Mom and Dad didn't have that one on the old rental plan.
No, that wasn't.
Hollywood Video, they weren't renting that to me back in the day. I wish.
What, are they going to stop?
I was like, 13.
Oh, no.
You had to be older.
My video store, they didn't care.
No?
I mean, they wouldn't rent you the X movies.
No, I know.
But the R movies? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Ours, they were very stickler everywhere I went. Even when I was driving, I'd drive over there and be like, I'm sorry, sir. Or I'd be like, I'm sorry, sir. It's like, I'm older than you. I don't care. It's my job. I'm like, well, I drove here. I could drive you home from here if you want. Get you out of here. Just let me have the R-rated movie. No.
My friend Adam, his mom owned one of the video stores in town.
Wow.
So, one of these mom and pop
stores. No, but still, she probably didn't hook you up.
No, but he did.
Oh, well,
because
right,
he worked there part-time.
He knew how to get
after
around
school.
The system.
So if
he
it's like, hey, man, I need to see some naked people, he'd be like, oh, here you go. Got to have it back to me by the end of the day so my mom doesn't know it's gone.
I don't know if they're still around. I would guess if they are, there's not many of them. Because I see a lot of the buildings now, and they're occupied by other things. But Family Video shocked the hell out of me the first time I went in there. And I was an adult. I'd never even seen those as a kid. I went into a Family Video, and I'm like, well, it's called Family Video. I'm looking around. I was like, yep, looks like a Blockbuster with different colors, like all kinds of videos. And then there was the doorway to the
back. There's all sorts of members of the family, Bone.
I know, but it's called Family Video.
So what? It's for the whole family.
I'm just saying, if it was like edgy video, like we're in your face, extreme video, I'd be like, well, okay, I expect you to have an extreme section back there. I didn't know it was like, welcome to Family Video.
No,
good family
I like
fun.
That. I like having selection for the whole family. You got the kids, you got the pervy uncle, they all have something. You walk in the back, instead of saloon doors, just picture Josh Duggar's face.
Okay.
You go in that section, the police just arrest
that
you
as soon
as you go back there.
I guess you're right. I mean, in all of our depraved moments, we do all still have families, but I didn't expect Family Video to be the one that's like, yeah, we're in on that. Like Blockbuster even, I could see where it's like, well, this was a Blockbuster in a different genre. This
I don't know about
very
recently.
Popular in the adult world or something. I don't know.
But in the last couple of years, there was a Family Video still in business. I want to say on Hamilton Road.
Oh, I know. There used to be one. There was one in Marysville. I don't know if it's still open, but there's the building still there. But all of them almost started co-opting with pizza places. Did you notice that? Where a lot of them had like a Little Caesars thing going. Now they've just
That makes sense.
Yeah. Which is perfect, right? Have the pizza place and the video place right there. And a time machine to take you back to 1998 when you actually needed these services. You couldn't just like watch it all on your phone or on your TV.
Yeah, but there's something about the action.
Is there?
For some people, yeah. Nostalgia pays. Breaking news.
I know, but to go in and put a DVD, I don't even have a DVD player to put it in.
Well, can I tell you something, Bone? They're like, they hand them to you free at the store.
I know that, but I'm saying, I haven't had one in so long. If someone gave me a DVD right now, I'd be like, cool, can I put this in my computer and download it and then email it to my TV?
You're going
to
wish you had one when they just rip all this stuff off the streaming.
I know. But if that...
Your favorite show is going to be gone.
But I'm like you. I don't really have any favorite. I mean, I'll watch what's on there. If it's not on there, I'm not...
Then it's dead to you.
Not dead to me, but I just don't have the time. Like, if it's not on there, I'll get to it some other point. I'll watch clips. Clips? I'll watch that.
A couple years back, I was in my hometown that I grew up in, and there was a Blockbuster Video. It's not there anymore. It's like a hair salon or something.
Okay.
But the movie return slot is still on the side of the building.
Oh.
After hours or, put the movie in there.
Yeah, I remember.
Except there was like red tape all around
it. I bet there was. Well. Because people probably put all kinds of things in there.
I found out why they had to tape up the slot.
What'd they do?
Because I guess it was, a thing. The high schoolers, the dare was you go put your pee-pee in the return slot. And so, wow, you know, late at night, you just see 16-year-olds sticking things in there.
Yeah.
Good times.
And that also just speaks to how dumb we were as teenagers. I mean, I never did that, but I can understand being at a point where it's like, oh, wouldn't it be hilarious if we did this? And then everyone's like, no, but not really, right? And it's like, no, Rob's going to. He's going to go do it right now.
No, Rob's
going
to do it. Then I have to do it.
Right. I remember one time when we were teenagers, we stole political yard signs and thought that was hilarious.
Adults still do that today.
I know, but like at the time, we were just like, we weren't even picking any one side. It was just like all of them. Got to get them all out of the yard.
That's stupid. I remember we had, I forget what year it was, but it was total eclipse of the sun year.
Okay. Like an actual eclipse or that song?
No, an actual eclipse.
That's total eclipse of the heart. Sorry.
I was in high school or something. Idea. So we made like viewfinders.
Oh, yeah.
So you could look at the eclipse.
With the slit. So you could see it without going blind.
Slit, slot, everything. So for like 3 weeks leading up to the eclipse, every announcement that came over the speaker at school was, do not look directly at the eclipse.
Yeah, don't do it.
You will hurt your eyes. Blind. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to go blind. So what did we do?
Stared right at it.
No, on eclipse day, the whole school goes out to watch the eclipse.
Yeah.
Me and my dumb friends get ketchup packets. We burst them on our face and run into the nurse's office as we're holding our eyes. Ketchup is oozing out of our eyes. Saying, we looked at the sun. We're screaming. And she's an older woman. She's losing her mind.
Was she?
Yes. She thought we were serious.
How?
Because we were good actors and she was 100 years old.
Yes, but when she'd be like, I'm sorry, son. I don't think looking at the sun's caused your eyeball to explode.
Breaking news. School nurse, dumb.
Well, I guess so. She's like, oh, let me get some salve. And a thread and needle and patch it right
up. So then, of course, she lost her mind. We laughed, ran off. I think of that now. I think of that poor woman who's probably dead.
Oh, she's dead. Long dead.
Haunted. I mean, haunts me forever, that stupid stuff that I did.
Honestly, if she's that stupid, though, something was going to get her, right?
I don't know if she was stupid or she thought,
looking at the sun, your eye would just explode and start bleeding everywhere? I think that's...
Well, I got to tell you, we had 3 weeks of announcements. And essentially was, you will die if you look at the sun.
I mean, you were stupid, too, for thinking that was an effective, you know, fake. But she was dumber for freaking out about it, quite honestly.
Yeah. Our eyeballs exploded.
Mm.
Okay. Doing the show? We starting the show?
I don't know. I still want to talk about the thing that we don't like, but we can't.
Oh, but, hey.
No, we can't.
Can I tell you something?
No, we can't.
You say the word, buddy, and I'll rip that Band-Aid off and we quit together. We quit on the air together.
I can't quit.
Why not?
Gus, man, I got kids.
I got kids. So what?
What?
Yeah. Young's 12. She can get a job.
That's right.
Go get a job.
Yeah. She's been cruising anyway at this point. Just doing all this singing and stuff.
This was Thailand. She's making crepes on the street.
Let's go work in a factory.
Whatever the hell they do.
Right? Let's find a factory to work in. We got a few of them up in Marysville, that area. We'll go build some cars.
I mean, you're like against that, but you buy all the products. Like this phone. This phone was made by children.
I know. I hate that. I don't like that my phone is made by children.
You buy all the stuff.
If you tell me a phone that's not made by children, I will buy that one. I just need to know where it is. It's not like it's making them cheaper, by the way. Hey, this phone used to cost. Remember they gave these away when we first started? And now it's like,
for
$1,100.
Well, they do more things now.
Okay.
The other ones didn't do anything.
Yeah, but we've got better technology now. I bet it was harder to make those phones back then than it is these.
Be quiet. We got to get on track.
You first.
No, we got to do stuff.
You first.
11 Warriors has named their top 10 Buckeye quarterbacks of the 21st century.
They go viral a lot, Mike.
Yeah, they go viral. I'm going to tell you why they're stupid, really too. I like them, but they're stupid.
Oh.
Details. Well, there's no wrong answers, except there are.
Hot take.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find an earlier accident has cleared from the roadway of East Main Street east of Bryce Road. All lanes have reopened in that area, but plan on some residual backups as cars continue to slow. About a 5-minute backup in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. Save now on appliances and more. The truckload event at Lowe's. Get an additional 10% off all in-store clearance appliances and take home what you buy the same day. Shop the truckload event today. Exclusions apply while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Valid 15-28. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. If you walk into the stores now, they already have summer stuff on the shelves. They want to put you in a warm state of mind or anticipate that vacation to a warm weather climate. Then you walk outside and reality punches you in the sack. We've got a lot of winter left, kids. If your furnace takes a crap, call my guys at Care. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Filthy mouths, bad attitudes, and ugly haircuts.
It's called cabbage.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
All right. Hey, Common Man and T-Bone, whatever the hell this is brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Inside the NFL is coming up at 3:48. Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
In the 4 o'clock hour. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What's the game this week, Boner?
The game this week, based off of Gravy and the Sleaze.
Gravy and the Sleaze.
Which is apparently a real golf show on Sirius XM. We decided to do real or fake radio show name. And yes, I know our show is called Common Man and T-Bone. We are aware of the joke. Thank you. But that's the whole point of this. So we're going to have some fun with that coming up 5:34.
All right. Our friends at 11 Warriors have named their top 10 Buckeye quarterbacks of the 21st century. Now, this is all opinion. I'm aware of it. They had the professional poll. They had the reader poll, which differed a little bit. They also had limitations. You had to make at least 10 starts at Ohio State, which I don't like because then I can't put Kenny Guyton in my top 10.
Oh, well, you know what? Fair enough.
I understand why they didn't. He made 2 starts, but he was awesome.
He was. He was very good.
Here's how I like to judge this, because I think sometimes we lump a quarterback in with the supporting cast around them a little bit too much. When I think of these quarterbacks, I think of plopping them right into this roster that we had last year.
Yeah.
And what each quarterback would do. And so here's their top 10. Number 10, Todd Beckman.
All right. I mean, he was quarterback. Well, he was a quarterback in this last 20 years, so he qualifies and fits all the... I mean, there's only so many guys who played quarterback in the last 20 years.
Qualify, and he won the Big Ten as a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, as that season went on, he got progressively worse, but whatever.
I'm just saying...
He was a first-team All-Big Ten selection.
Who got left off that you'd say Todd Beckman shouldn't be on there?
Kenny Guyton.
Okay, but with their qualifications, I'm just saying there weren't a lot of other guys you could have put in there. Really? I wouldn't agree with that.
I would start Belisari over Todd Beckman.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know we were going to have a hot take on this, but okay, sure. You know what? I won't even argue it. Go ahead. Put him in.
Number 9, Krenzel. I think Krenzel's too low on this list.
Yeah, I think
we'll go through the rest of the list.
Well, here's what I would say. With Krenzel, if you're looking for the gaudiest numbers you've ever seen from a quarterback, no, he's not going to have those.
Again, you can't look at it that way.
But there's a guy who's in the top 5 of this list that I would say if we're putting that guy on here, then Krenzel certainly deserves a little more credit because in those big games, Krenzel made some plays that the other guy didn't. But whatever, we can get there.
Offenses were different. You know, the way that Krenzel was asked to run that offense, it's not the same. All right, Krenzel 9. And it's not because Krenzel's my buddy, trust me.
Oh, no.
I relish the opportunity to tell him how much he sucks all the time.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Number 8, Cardale.
Cardale was good. I think we look at a very small amount of time and say he was awesome in a very fantastic offense.
Can I make a point about Cardale Jones?
Yeah.
You know, he was the quarterback when the Buckeyes won the national championship.
That's, yes, all right, absolutely so, right.
But I'm not saying that's the only reason why he should be higher on this list. He came back the next year, and I think, maybe you disagree, I think Urban did him dirty. All right? They didn't tailor any sort of offense to his skill set. They threw him in there sharing time, this BS situation that Urban worked out for fairness between him and JT. The reality is, Cardale Jones is the only guy on this list, in this top 10, that never lost a game as a starter.
Oh, that's
listen
fair.
To me for a second.
That's pretty
never
fair.
Never lost a game as a starter.
Yeah, but who'd he play, Mike? Oh, wait, that's right. Played 3 of the toughest games they've ever had to play. Came right in and, I mean, I guess you shouldn't say that Wisconsin game's the toughest one, but
No.
Beat Bama and Oregon pretty good.
You couldn't just win that game.
No. No.
You win that game by 30, you probably don't get in.
Right.
You needed to destroy them.
Yeah. And
it wasn't just him. The defense destroyed him, too. Well, I get it.
And you had this guy, Ezekiel Elliott, who's playing out of his mind.
Absolutely.
Like, I understand all that. To your point, though, if you're going to look at the 2015 season as a gauge of how he played, no pun intended, with 12 gauge, but like, I think your point about Urban is very well spoken, that Urban completely screwed that situation up.
Urban did a lot of things right.
Of course he did.
That wasn't one of them.
That's one that he screwed up, where instead of just making a decision saying, this is the guy, this is who we're sticking with. And you know what? We know what Urban would have decided. It would have been JT Barrett is my guy. I don't care who won what when not injured. JT's my guy because he runs the offense the way I want to. But Cardale absolutely did, in my mind, not get a fair shake in that deal because he was put in an offense that was basically designed for JT Barrett to be successful and not a guy who has a cannon for an arm like he did.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
can you imagine dropping Cardale Jones into this offense and Ryan Day says, all I want you to do is stand in the pocket and throw the football? Can you imagine?
Oh, and then like once or twice a game, if he is given the green light,
he just lowers his shoulder and kills three
linebackers in one run. Oh. And then that's all he has to do all game. And then every other time it's just go routes and flip and it's gone.
All right. Number seven, Terrell Pryor.
I think that Terrell Pryor would be higher on this list were it not for all the controversy, clearly. Because if you just you want to talk about guys you put in this offense, right? Like with what Ryan Day had at his disposal, right?
Sure.
You don't think TP would be pretty good in this offense?
Yeah,
he was already great. But yeah, seven's fine. I get why
where he's seven. Braxton is number six.
Yeah, again, I really like Braxton Miller.
There's two Braxtons, right? There was
I'm saying at his best.
Healthy
at his
Braxton.
Peak, yes.
Had the ability to finish number one on this list.
Yes.
When it was all said and done.
Absolutely right.
Braxton six. JT is five.
This is going to rub people. I don't know how you feel about it, but for me, JT could, I could have him like eight or ninth. I know there are so many people that get caught up on the numbers, and that's because you're going to get a lot of numbers when you have no shot at going to the NFL and doing anything and leaving for a first round as a first round pick. I'm sorry. Like, he was great at putting up, you want to talk about numbers and all that stuff. Great at putting up big numbers in a lot of spots, but never was he, in my mind, the most dangerous player on the field like a lot of these other guys were. And I know what you're going to say. He was quarterback of the year, player of the year, beat Michigan four straight. The four straight against Michigan holds up.
Right. He was all those things.
But
they're not wrong.
That offense with Urban Meyer, like, again, drop JT Barrett into this offense. No chance. Your offense looks completely.
In fairness to him, that would be wrong of you not to tailor more of the offense around his strengths.
Yeah. Like putting a JT Barrett offense for a guy who has an arm where you can throw it 80 yards down the field, just blinking.
You're exactly right.
That's not my problem good to do. That. And so, yes, Urban had an offense and JT was the guy that fit that offense very well. But if we're just talking pure quarterback play, no. JT Barrett, you could argue, was the best football player of all the 10 guys on this list.
A very good football
player. I'm willing to have that discussion. Quarterback? No way he's top five.
All right,
on this list.
We'll finish the list coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some slowdowns to watch out for. West Broad Street at North Murray Hill Road. There's an accident in that area. This crash does involve injuries. Please be careful over here. You'll also find a disabled vehicle in the gore of the ramp from Georgeville Road to 270 on the South Outer Belt. Police remain on scene. This traffic report is sponsored by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. I looked down in the shower today and saw that my genitals are still living inside me. That means winter is still here. Too much information? Too bad. I promise I'll never talk about my hibernating dong again if you call my guys at Care, Heating, and Cooling. They'll make sure it's as warm as you want. Maybe even your cash and prizes will be so comfortable they'll pop out and say hello. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Listen to this show and feel better about yourself. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
We are knee-deep in a list, as all good radio shows do.
Oh, we're getting a head start on the summer, because that's, after football season ends, it's like, oh, it's list time. Here we go.
Well, you know, tomorrow is...
What's tomorrow?
Signing day.
The fake one doesn't really matter anymore.
Well, it matters in the sense that Ryan Day and the coaches will talk tomorrow.
Oh, I know. Yes,
we'll get
of
new
course.
Comments.
You're right. You're right. I'm just saying. I don't know how much. It almost seems like this one is the afterthought now. Where
it
a few
is.
Years ago, when the first one came around, it was like, well, that's.
Want to know why it seems like that?
Because it is.
Because it is.
Right.
11 Warriors has named their top 10 Buckeye quarterbacks of the 21st century. And even though it's impossible to put together a list that everybody likes, we're going to nitpick it anyway.
Yeah.
So JT is number 5. It's where we left off. Let me recap for you in case you're just juning us. Mama juning us. Mm-hmm. Todd Beckman, 10. Krenzel, 9. Cardale, 8. Terrell Pryor, 7. Braxton, 6. JT, 5. Number 4. Dwayne Haskins.
I mean, Dwayne had a really good year here as a starter, 2018. The numbers were insane. All these things can be true. I don't know that...
I don't know if he's number 4.
No. I mean, I don't think Terrell Pryor, for example, Braxton Miller, when healthy even. I know he had his years where he wasn't, you know, the shoulder wasn't right. He had to switch positions, all that, but... I don't know that Dwayne Haskins had a better total career than those guys did.
Again, though, you put Dwayne Haskins in this offense?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What was his completion percentage when he was here that one year? Was it
70%? Yeah.
Some ridiculous number like
yeah,
that?
Right.
So Dwayne's number 4. CJ, number 3. I think CJ's much too high on this list. I have been called a CJ Stroud hater, though, so take that with a grain of salt.
It's weird, right? Because if we're talking about... his abilities as a passer, yeah. He's got a pretty prolific stat line, some ridiculous numbers. By the way, you just said Dwayne Haskins, 70% completion percentage. CJ's completion percentage is 69.3%.
You're exactly right.
Right dead on there. So, I mean, that's really good.
And we don't have to imagine what he would do with this roster
because we saw it. Right. I guess not being able to beat Michigan, which I know bugs him as much as it bugs any of us, that... 0-2 versus Michigan is hard for me to say he's a top 3 quarterback of this decade.
There's not another quarterback on this list that didn't beat Michigan or didn't win the Big Ten.
Right.
And he's number 3.
I think that's recency bias in this poll, if I'm honest.
Troy Smith, number 2. Troy's my number 1, for what it's worth.
He'd be my number one, too.
If I'm making a top 10, I mean, you know, sometimes we fall in love with the NFL prospects of a guy, and like Justin Fields is number 1 on this list, and I feel like Justin Fields is number 1 on this list because now all of a sudden Justin Fields is having moderate success in the NFL. That's not to say he doesn't belong on this list. Of course he does. He's top 5.
Yeah, right? Justin Fields is a great quarterback.
I think sometimes we forget how good Troy Smith was and sometimes the limitations that Troy Smith had to play with.
Oh, your whole example of what if you put that guy in Ryan Day's offense right now?
Oh, my God.
All the record books, to me, would never be able to be opened again.
It's not just records.
The pages would have been melted together by the ridiculous stats he would have put in there.
Even with the defensive limitations of this roster recently, Troy Smith as a starting quarterback on this team, you don't lose.
No.
I'm sorry. You don't lose.
Nope. And 3-0 versus Michigan... I know the Florida game is one that I think we all look at and say that was rough.
That was beyond rough. That was a nightmare.
If you want to put some of that on him, because I don't think he or the rest of the team was maybe as prepared as they could have been.
Nobody was ready to play.
Right.
But they were whooped at the line of scrimmage for the entire game.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, to me, and Troy, it's not like he didn't have weapons, right?
Sure he did.
He had one of the, in my opinion, best wide receivers you've ever seen at Ohio State.
San Antonio Holmes?
Well, you had San Antonio Holmes too, but you also had a guy named Ted Ginn Jr. who could take the top off a defense like very few players have ever been able to do in college football. I'm saying those two, let alone all the other talent that was around there, I mean... Beanie Wells is a part of the mix there, right? If I'm not mistaken, I think their last year, his last year
yes,
was Beanie's
right.
freshman year, something
right.
around there. I'm just saying, like, you had a ton of, and didn't even mention Anthony Gonzalez, who is one of the most famous catches in Ohio State history, thrown by who? That guy, Troy Smith. Like, that, he had some ridiculous weapons, but I think even now with what defenses are compared to what they were then, forget about it. It no contest to me who the best one on this list is.
I'll never forget working with Bobby Olive, and Bobby just kept calling him San Antonio Holmes on the air.
Right.
And I didn't correct him on the air. I corrected him off the air. I said, Bob, his name is San Antonio Holmes. And he said, you're kidding me. I was just talking to him the other day, and I was calling him San Antonio Holmes to his face. And I said, I was too polite to correct you.
Right. That's him being nice. But either way, yeah, he had some weapons, no doubt about it. But Troy Smith, yeah. In this offense with Ryan Day, I don't think it'd be a contest. These records would be ridiculous.
And Justin Fields is number one. And again, you know, I say this because it's real. And we're just doing 21st century. So, you know, Joe Germain's my number one with a bullet. But... Not 21st
really
century.
Joe Germain's really good. I don't know if I'd put him number one.
I'm exaggerating.
Good.
But I love Joe Germain.
Fine. Okay. That's same.
We can't just look at numbers here and say, well, numbers say this guy's the best. Justin Fields, 63 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Yes, fantastic. Fantastic numbers. JT Barrett put up fantastic numbers as a passer.
Yeah.
And a lot of those passes were little shovel passes at the line of scrimmage that were technically passes. That would go for touchdowns.
I agree. I think for me, Justin Fields would be a top three guy on this list. I would probably have put, I mean, Troy would be number one. And I think I would probably put, this is tough, probably Cardale or Braxton would be number two. And then I would put,
I'd put healthy Braxton.
Healthy Braxton, I'm saying.
At two.
If you're looking at the overall career, obviously I know he got injured and then different, but fine. If you want to put Justin Fields two and then one of those guys three, like I'm saying, that'd be my top four is Cardale and Braxton would be in the top four with Justin Fields and Troy Smith.
We're not doing lifetime achievement awards. At least that's not what I interpret this list as. That's why a guy like Dwayne Haskins, who was a starter for a season.
Yeah. Is on there at four.
That's why a guy like Cardale Jones, who started 11 games.
Yeah.
Is on this list. It's not about, oh, well, JT Barrett started 4 years and he was great. Yes, that's great. And he deserves a place on this list. But to me, it's not a lifetime achievement award. It's who would I want, if I'm picking from all these legends, who would I want to pluck and put on this roster right now to win a game?
Well, and I'll tell you this, man. I would put Terrell Pryor, like the numbers you're seeing, like that CJ had and that Justin Fields had, as far as passer, I think Terrell could have touched those numbers, and then he has all the other stuff he adds to it, too. We're not like, and that guy was like barely mentioned in this one. Not barely, but he was way down the list here. I'm telling you, like, the ridiculous talent on this wide receiver core that he would be throwing to, which he had great receivers back then to throw to as well, but we've never seen wide receiver talent like this. Three guys all the time that are just all going to be NFL guys for like the last 4 years? That's ridiculous. I would love to see... What would have happened with some of these other guys playing in that offense?
I think one thing we can safely say is that the quarterback position has improved drastically the last 23 years
at Ohio State. That. Yes, that is true.
Because if we were to take the 23 years prior and make a top 10, we'd have some bums on that list, even in the top 10.
I mean, Bobby Hoying would have been a top three quarterback.
Absolutely, he would.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
And if you're not if you're a Buckeye fan who's maybe under the age of 30, you might be saying, who? And that's unfortunate. He was good. He was a very good quarterback. But
look, I say this all the time.
For the time that he played.
You put Bobby Hoying in a modern-day college football offense, he puts up big numbers.
Yeah. I mean, but still, that
the caliber of talent has changed.
Ohio State had talent back then, too. Don't mistake it. But it's just... offenses are different now. What you're looking for at quarterback's different now than what you're looking for back then. It's all very different.
All the news and notes you need as we go inside the NFL coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find the ramp has cleared on the South Idle Belt at 270 eastbound at Georgeville Road. That disabled vehicle has cleared from the ramp, but traffic is still slow as it recovers. You'll also find some delays on West Broad Street at North Murray Hill Road, an accident involving injuries. Please be careful. This traffic report is sponsored by eBay Motors. You might not have the biggest garage on the block, but with eBay Motors, there's 122 million parts right at your fingertips. Whatever you need, there's something that fits your vehicle. Air filters, tires, seat covers, and more. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBayMotors.com. Let's ride. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, weather is unpredictable. So is what comes out of my mouth. You never know what I'm going to say next, but your heating and cooling systems shouldn't be unpredictable. Poppycock. Keep everything running in tip-top shape with my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll never try and sell you anything you don't need. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The kings of local social media.
Twitters and twatters.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. So glad you've tuned in. 3 hours a day, every single day. Do it! Or rot in hell for all eternity. You have a choice.
Right. Well, it's your call.
It's your call.
It's always been your call. You can decide right now what to do.
Bengals and Chiefs averaged 53.1 million on the TV.
Is that a lot?
It's pretty good. 49ers and Eagles, for the dog game that it was still at 47.5 million. Let them live.
Right. So for people, we do this from time to time. What were last weekend's games? I think they averaged out at around 32 million,
yeah,
give or take, 28 million, somewhere in that range.
20 million people are like, okay, now yeah, I'll watch.
Right.
Now
I'm saying,
I'm in.
The difference between last weekend's ridiculous games, that meaning the divisional round, and then the championship round, the increase, if any other league in pro sports got those numbers for one of their big games, they would all write a press release that said, historic, best numbers we've had in 20 years. NBA has not had a finals game that got 20 million people watching it. Probably not. Maybe LeBron and Warriors battles, maybe. But I doubt it. I don't even think one of those games
now
cracked 20 million.
No, I got to look that up.
I'm saying, like, I don't know if people appreciate what 50 million people watching, because you hear stupid numbers from TV execs all the time, or you hear these dumb numbers. I don't think the difference between last weekend to this weekend in the NFL, that increase, I think that alone would be bigger than the numbers they got for any finals game.
Here are the highest rated, and you know what? We got to do our thing.
All right, well, let's do our thing, and then we'll
and
come
then
back
after
with
that,
finals.
Highest rated NBA games.
And this is, I love the NBA. I'm not trying to besmirch the NBA. I'm just trying to put in perspective how ridiculous these numbers are for the NFL.
It's not, this isn't a commercial for the NFL.
No.
We're in awe of this.
I'm staggered by it.
Yes. Inside the NFL.
Common Man and T-Bone's Inside the NFL.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
Metal Supermarkets, where tetanus is good.
I don't think it is, but sure. Good for them. All right, Mike, which off-season storyline do you want to hear about? Jim Harbaugh back in play?
I'm tired of him.
Or Aaron Rodgers?
I'm tired of him,
done.
Too. Well, pass.
One of the two.
Skip.
All right, here we go. We'll go with Aaron Rodgers. Skip! Aaron Rodgers, he was on Pat McAfee's show today, and he said it's interesting that there have been some discussions going on with the Packers that don't seem to involve him. He said he believes others are having discussion about potential deals. Quote, sounds like there's already conversations going on that aren't involving me, which are interesting. I like it if the Aaron Rodgers Green Bay stuff comes to an end with Aaron Rodgers believing a conspiracy theory about the Packers front office. That would be like chef's kiss. Thank you. That's exactly how I want that to go. But we'll see what happens. He is currently saying he's not thinking about much of anything right now, which I don't know how that's different than the norm, but he's saying because he hasn't thought much about his football future since the end of the season, he's not even worried about all this right now, but then he did bring up a concern, so it does look like he is thinking about it and is a little worried. Either way, you can find out next week how the world turns with Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show, where I'm sure he'll talk about it again. Meanwhile, Jim Harbaugh, this is going to replace possibly Tom Brady to Miami as Florio's pet project, or Tom Brady to anywhere.
You said Florio.
Well,
money goes in the jar.
I didn't say both names, though. I just said Florio. Could be anybody named Florio, for all I know. But some guy on Pro Football Talk, he said, this article, here's the headline, is Jim Harbaugh still in play for the Broncos? And I'm going to read you the first quote. Jim Harbaugh has yet to affirmatively say, I'm not going to be the Denver coach. He said, I'm going to coach at Michigan next year.
What do we want him to do? Now, I know
a lot of
this is his own doing because he keeps teasing people and meeting with people, but he has said it. So if he takes the Bronco job, he is a liar.
Right.
The end.
Right. This idea that Well, he didn't say he's not taking the Broncos job. He said he is going to be the Michigan coach.
He also didn't say that he's not having a sex change today. Do you have to announce everything you're not doing specifically?
Actually, yeah, doesn't Florio know that? Sorry, that's two. Doesn't that idiot know that as a former lawyer, which I've heard a million times how he's an attorney, doesn't he know that in court you're not able to prove negatives? That's why you don't go into court and say, well, he did not do it. No, you have to definitively prove that someone did it.
He said, I'm going to be Michigan's coach next season.
And he may be lying. In fact,
that's fine. That makes him a liar.
He met with the husband of one of the heiresses of the Walton fortune, who now own the Broncos. CEO Greg Penner is the husband to a Walton heiress who's probably also worth $1 billion.
It's the daughter.
The daughter of the people who bought the team.
Walton's worth $70 billion.
Right.
And you got to assume she's got a B next to her name.
Yeah. And so Greg Penner, sir, billion. We got it.
I just want to clarify. I don't know her. I'm sure she's very nice.
Broncos is what you meant. That also has a B next to it. Anyway, Broncos CEO Greg Penner was in Ann Arbor meeting, as we talked about yesterday. But then this article is just written about, well, he went to Denver, or he went to Michigan. Michigan man didn't go to Denver, so clearly the interest is there from the Broncos. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. All I know is,
tired of hearing it.
I want it to be true. I don't think it is, but I want it to be true that he's going to screw over Michigan. I just don't think that's happening.
No, I want him to stay.
You do?
I do. I want him to stay. I want him to lose to Ryan Day while he's losing, he's somehow breastfeeding the babies of everyone in Ann Arbor.
Well, he's adopted everybody's babies.
That's fine.
That's clear. He's losing the
game. He's got milk dripping from his teat. That's what I want to see.
Jim Harbaugh's new banner up in the facility there is, those who stay will be adopted.
Yes. Right.
Trey Lance says he'll be 100% for OTAs. That's good. He broke his ankle in the second game of the year and has obviously missed the rest of the season. The Niners were able to go all the way to the NFC Championship game yet again with a multitude of different guys playing quarterback. It is hard to know if they want Trey Lance to be the guy or not, or if they're going to trade him or whatever they're going to do. However,
if Brock Purdy didn't need Tommy John, they would trade him completely.
Yes, but Trey Lance now saying he will be 100% by the time OTAs begin. That adds an interesting layer to all of this because Brock Purdy will not be. And again, I don't think your plan is to just go in there with Jimmy Garoppolo again.
What about Tom Brady, though?
Right,
what about Tom Brady?
I forgot. Did I not pay proper respect to Tom Brady for this?
May go there.
That's right.
What about Tom Brady?
He may go there.
He wants one more.
Frank Reich, who is now the head coach with Carolina at the Panthers.
What about Tom Brady going to Carolina?
I haven't. You know what? He didn't not say he's going to go there.
You're right.
So
he did not say that.
Right. Until Tom Brady says he's not going to Carolina, it's in play. So there you go. Anyway, Frank Reich is yet to decide if he's going to call offensive plays or not. So Frank Reich has not said he will not call plays. He has not said he will call plays. He may call plays, but he may not call
plays. Mike McCarthy hasn't not said that he'll call plays.
Frank Reich also has not said that he will run the defense as well and the special teams and fire all of his other coaches.
So we can't rule that possibility out. Ryan Day has said that he won't call plays, but I don't believe him.
Hang on. Has Ryan Day denied that he would take the job to be the Denver Broncos next head coach?
He has not. No.
Okay.
Maybe he will tomorrow because he's talking to the media tomorrow.
Could we get a lawyer from West Virginia to write a football blog about
that? Maybe he specifically will say, I will not be the next Denver Bronco head coach, but didn't say anything about the Colts.
True enough.
You got to name every team.
True enough. Didn't consider that fact.
He also did not deny that he will be an XFL coach.
That's right.
Or a USFL coach.
I forgot we got both of those going this year. Good times. Mm. Good times.
Teddy's excited.
Yeah.
All right. What did I tease? Oh, most watched games in NBA history.
Because we were talking about the difference between 30 million and 50 million. That's the NFL number was this past weekend. And that's 20 million people, which is insane.
All right.
We'll talk about that.
I will pay off on the drama coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. An accident to watch out for. Allen Creek Drive between London Gerfort Road and Spiegel Drive. Either it is beginning to slow as they work around this. You'll also find an accident on West Broad Street at North Murray Hill Road. Still working to get this one clear. It does involve injuries. This traffic report is sponsored by Jackson Hewitt. Jackson Hewitt gets you your biggest tax refund guaranteed, plus a chance to double your refund or win weekly prizes with their Double Your Refund Sweepstakes. File your taxes on the double. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 or older who file a 2022 federal tax return ends 4/2/23. Elmley and Array with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, weather is unpredictable. So is what comes out of my mouth. You never know what I'm going to say next, but your heating and cooling systems shouldn't be unpredictable. Poppycock. Keep everything running in tip-top shape with my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll never try and sell you anything you don't need. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Some fans drink the Kool-Aid. These guys drink the bleach. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Rapid fire coming up at 4:34. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What's the game this week, Boner?
This week, in honor of the best radio show name we ever have heard, Gravy and the Sleaze.
Gravy and the Sleaze.
We're going to do real or fake radio show names coming up 5:34.
Bengals and Chiefs averaged 53.1 million viewers on the TV.
A staggering number.
Staggering. And so we just were wondering what the highest rated, most watched, because ratings not included here. I'm doing viewers here.
Yeah, right, right.
NBA game was of all time. Would it surprise you that out of the top five, Michael Jordan played in four of these games?
No, it would not.
Okay, number one is 98 NBA Finals Game 6.
I remember that game.
You remember it? That's the last game with Jordan and the Bulls.
Might have been the most legendary, one of the most legendary games in NBA history.
So I told you, Bengals and Chiefs, 53.1 million. This game had 35.89 million.
That boggles my mind.
That is the most watched game in NBA history. And obviously, global audience is larger. This is U.S. audience.
But hold on. Just let's think again about what time period this was. This was at a time period where network television shows got 20 million plus viewers.
Yes.
Now, a network television show getting a million viewers is like, stop the presses. Holy cow. Let's make 8 seasons of it. We've never done anything like this. You get 18 million viewers back when this happened. They would have thought about canceling your TV show.
Yes.
So Jordan, one of the most iconic games of his career, it got 30 million viewers when everybody, 35. When everybody had like basic cable, you know, like still, it wasn't like three channels, but it was still not like today where you've got every other streaming option out there, a million ways to watch anything on any device. No phones to speak of back then with, you know, cell phone stuff where you could be distracted. And still, that only got 30-some million compared to just this past weekend, 50 million for the Bengals game.
1993 NBA Finals, Game 6. That was Jordan and against the Suns and Barkley.
Yeah, that was, again,
that's number two.
Huge.
32.1 million. Number three is the non-Michael Jordan entry. 31.02 million 2016 NBA Finals
Game
7.
Okay, I was wondering if that would make it in there.
That's the Cavs.
That's the comeback.
Yep.
Down from 3-1.
Yep.
We know how it went. Pretty great.
Number four on this list, 1997 NBA Finals Game 5, 31 million viewers. That is Michael and the Sonics, I believe, in 97?
Is that 97? Did they go twice with the Jazz? Am I wrong?
Yes, they went twice.
So that would have been Jazz.
That was Jazz.
96, I think, was Sonics. To that point.
And number four was 1998 NBA Finals Game 5. So 98 NBA Finals Game 6 was number one. Game 5 is number five on this list with 30.6 million. So that's your top five most watched NBA games in history.
I remember where I was watching just about every one of those games. And they do. Those were huge numbers. And yet, those numbers are NFL divisional round numbers now.
The 30 million you're talking
about.
I'm
saying the 30 million for some of the most iconic games in NBA history. In the peak of Jordan era NBA and all that. And, oh, by the way, LeBron, crazy, one of the craziest sports stories you'll ever see, that comeback for the Cavs. All those numbers got you basically what an NFL division round gets you.
Well, and again, the most watched NBA game of all time. What did I say number one was?
32, 34 million, something
I think it was
like
35.
That? Okay, 35.
I don't have baseball numbers in front of me. And in fairness to baseball, when they were in their true heyday, when they were banging, not a lot of people had televisions.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
so fair. It was just different back then. But I do know without even looking it up that Game 7 at the time, Indians-Cubs.
Oh, yeah.
That was 40 million.
Okay, and that was
40 million.
And that was, of course, what? That was the Cubs. As much as
Cubs Or the Indians were going to win the World Series.
Both of those
hell's
franchises,
freezing over either way.
But the Cubs are, like, the amount of fans who claim to be Cubs fans who would have certainly watched that game, even though they may never watch a baseball game again, but they're going to watch that one. That still didn't get to the conference finals we just saw, one of which was a dog game with busted up quarterback play. And the other
31-7.
Right. And the other one featured the media meccas of Kansas City and Cincinnati. Now, great quarterbacks, great stories from a football perspective, fantastic game. But usually they look for LA market, New York market, Dallas. These are the teams that you typically expect to pop a number. What the hell would it have done if the Cowboys had been the ones going to play the Niners, right? Or am I wrong? What just happened? Why am I blanking on what happened 2 weeks ago? Who did Dallas lose to in this playoffs?
They lost to the Niners. So
thank you.
Cowboys,
okay,
Eagles.
Dallas. Yes, Cowboys, Eagles. What do you think that would have been? 60 million? Like, how many more people would have watched that?
I don't know.
People would have had more children.
Yes. And then shot out them kids in front of a TV and said, you have to watch this.
Teddy, I want to talk about this Bubba Watson situation. You know Bubba Watson's full on crazy, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's always been a little kind of goofy.
All right.
Yeah.
No, he's crossed the line.
He's either crazy or he's a stone cold liar.
He's got crazy money now.
No, but
too.
What I'm saying is he believes the lie. Like, I think he, in his mind, he thinks this is what it is. So he was asked, hey, man, how come you decided to go to Live? The answer is because they paid me $50 million in guaranteed money. That's the answer.
Yep. And then you know what? If you just said that, everyone would go, well, I don't like it, but I understand
instead,
why you did
here's,
it.
Here's what he said about going to Live. My son is sitting with me in my bed. And how I signed up with Live is my 10-year-old son was sitting in the bed with me, and we were watching golf on the TV, and he knew the aces. Everybody knows the aces. They keep winning.
My aces, yeah.
Yeah. He knew the aces. He knew the stingers. He didn't know individual names. He just knew the team names. And for a 10-year-old to never watch the game of golf but now watches it, now I knew there was a product to be had. Liv has a niche. It has a reason. My son is used to the Yankees. He's used to the Dallas Cowboys, Kansas City Chiefs. He's used to watching teams. And that's the one thing that golf. High school golf has a team. College golf has a team. And one of the biggest events in the world is the Ryder Cup, and it's a team event. Now that professional golf has a team, we're going to be able to get the below 60-year-olds watching Golf Channel to the 10-year-olds now wanting to watch.
Now, here's, I don't know what's the most crazy thing from that, but one of them has to be that Bubba Watson expects us to believe, or believes himself, that his kid never watched golf until he found out about Live Golf having teams, despite his dad playing golf for a living and being on TV every weekend playing the sport.
Because he didn't have team names. Or maybe he said, hey, my dad just bought a new robot for the house. How did he make all that money? Oh, dad's making $50 million now? Let me turn on the TV and see what this is about.
He's saying, I wasn't even thinking about Liv.
Oh, that's right. He did
and
say
then,
that.
And then,
well, he said everybody knows the aces.
My son knows the aces. He doesn't know me. Like,
in
you're
all
telling
seriousness,
me when he won the Masters, I don't know, was his kid not alive? How old? His kid's 10. When did he win the Masters? Wasn't that within the last 10 years? Am I crazy? Okay. Maybe the kid was 3, but I assume the kid probably was stuck in front of a TV and said, your dad's playing to win the Masters right now. Maybe you should watch. So other than that, he doesn't watch golf, apparently. But now he does, because there's teams of guys playing in front of 7 people in a strobe light with some Joey Bosa music in the background.
No, this is what they've said to themselves. Either they believe it or they're just repeating the same copy points, which is it's their job to get the younger generation interested in golf. Okay.
No.
It's their job. It's their pleasure.
No.
And that's what Liv is doing.
It's their sacrifice, Mike.
Yes.
You might say they're in their own prison. By God, I mean, they're in their own prison.
They're
imprisoned by just giant stacks of money. They don't want to do this. It's for the public good of golf.
All right, real question for both of you.
Okay.
Pick your place in town, just a crowded place. Like Easton, would that be a representation of like,
Easton
people?
On a Saturday night where it's just everyone's out?
Go to Easton on a Saturday night. What percentage of people do you think could name one Live Golf team? One.
statistically 0%. I'm saying if you interviewed 100 people.
No, everybody.
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 I'm saying if you interviewed 100 people, you would get zero. If you interviewed 1,000 people, you might get one person, and that person would be like 0.1%, which would statistically round down to nothing.
Yeah.
That would be a zero.
Yeah, you're probably right, and somebody might get it by just a lucky guess. They might say, Aces. And they're like, yeah, you're right. Name another one besides Aces. Anybody.
Okay, if we broadened it to two...
Oh,
it would be zero. Thousands of people.
You could interview, prior to us talking about this just right now on this radio station, I think you could have interviewed 10,000 people in this city and you would have gotten zero.
Ice Dogs. One. Ice Dogs. That's a team, right?
This could be the game today, Ted. I have no idea.
He just said Aces and Stingers. Those are two teams.
I know that, but he just said Ice Dogs. That's not a real team. You're just making that up.
That's the Rothman and Ice one.
Oh,
right?
That's what they want to make.
Is it their promo that we made? Right?
Yeah, that's right. They're the Ice Dogs.
Come on, you're in charge of that.
Who? Me?
No, not you. The other one.
Be quiet.
I don't know who that is.
No one wants to hear how the sausage is made.
No, I want to hear me. I want to hear actual sausage.
What was I going to say to you?
Bubba Watson's a liar.
I also wonder, you know, like Family Feud style, we ask people a question.
I like how we're still on how many ways could we ask people, and they would be like, I have no clue.
Different question.
Like, same people are like, can you just leave me alone? You've asked me five times. I don't know the answer.
Top five responses. You ask somebody, who runs LIV Golf? I guarantee you the number one response would be Donald Trump. That would be the number one response.
No, you're probably not wrong if they even know what it is. But I'm right. I bet if you did your experiment of go to a crowded place on a Saturday night in Columbus and say, what is LIV Golf? I bet you it's less than 5% of the people who would say, oh, that is the alternate option of people that are going from the PGA. Some of them are leaving to go play for LIV Golf. Of those people, I think it's still less than a couple percentage who would be like, oh,
if you were forced to give a name. Who runs LIV Golf?
The answers
probably go like this. Donald Trump, Liv Tyler, John F. Kennedy Jr., maybe Greg Norman's on the bottom of that list.
Right.
Maybe Tiger Woods. People just start naming golfers they know. Oh, who runs LIV Golf? Tiger Woods.
Yeah. I don't know. Phil Mickelson?
Jack Nicklaus.
Phil Mickelson probably would pop a number just because people would say, well, I heard he was associated with it, so is it his thing? Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know.
If you take one thing away from this conversation, just remember this. Everybody knows the Aces. Everybody does.
I think the WNBA champion Las Vegas Aces are more well-known than the LIV Golf Aces, for whatever that's worth.
Teddy, what was your high school team?
That would be the Amanda Clear Creek Aces.
So Aces.
Everybody knows.
Vastly more popular.
Yes.
Vastly more popular.
Urban loves primetime. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find an earlier accident has cleared from the roadway, West Broad Street at North Murray Hill Road. All lanes have reopened to that area. And still watching an accident on Elm Creek Drive between Groveport Road and Spiegel Drive. It is still causing some slowdowns in that area, but it is in the clearing stage. It should be clearing up pretty soon. This traffic report is sponsored by The Tile Shop. The Tile Shop is your destination for ceramic, porcelain, and natural stone tile and luxury vinyl tile. Explore a wide range of unique looks and exclusive designs for every style and any project with inventory available today. Visit the Columbus Tile Shop showroom to start loving the home you're in. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I had a little thing at the house recently. I went downstairs in the morning. The furnace was totally dead. Even for a guy that endorses an HVAC company, still made me nervous. How long would it be until I could get someone here? How much is it going to cost me? All the usual questions. Kristen called up Care at 7:55. They were in the house by 9. Problem fixed by 9:45. And it's not because I'm me. They hate me. It's because that's what they do. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Getting fatter and angrier by the minute. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
We have some breaking NFL news, but before we get to that, T-Bone is going to tell you about Faith Ford.
No. That's wrong. Valley Ford of Columbus, who I'm going to tell you about, formerly Roush Ford. I am excited about this dealership group. Went over there, met the guys there, met Jason, met Derek. They're going to take care of you. They're going to give you a great selection of brand new SUVs and trucks. Yes, they have them on the lot. Great selection. I was just looking at it the other day. You can go online, see what I'm talking about. ValleyFordOfColumbus.com.
Harrison Ford?
No. Different guy. That's a guy, not a dealership. He can't get you a deal on a great new Ford like Valley Ford of Columbus can. ValleyFordOfColumbus.com, or you can stop by today off Hilliard Rome Road and 70. Keep on driving with Valley Ford of Columbus.
Is it Gerald Ford?
No, because they're alive. Gerald Ford dead today. The age of 74. Or 84.
Mauled by wolves.
It was delicious.
All right, here's the breaking NFL news that we have. Sean Payton will be the new head coach of the Denver Broncos. Schefter says Denver and the Saints have been discussing two potential packages for Sean Payton. Number one, Denver's 2023 first-round pick and next year's second-round pick. Or Denver's 2024 first-round pick and its 2023 fourth.
Okay. Ian Rappaport just a minute ago said Broncos will send a first-round pick in 2023 and early pick next year. But again, that's similar to what you're saying. Okay. I don't know what the...
So that to me means first and second.
Yeah. Rapp is saying the deal has been agreed to. They are now NFL.com, which is where Ian Rappaport works, and Tom Pelissero. They both have this, that the contract is still to be worked out, but the trade is pretty much the deal has been agreed to. They just have to hammer out exactly how much money. But
well, that's kind of a big deal, isn't it?
Well, he's saying that they've agreed in principle that the numbers are right. They just want to finalize. You know, again, there's some I's dotted, T's crossed, but it's all done and agreed to.
Yeah, but what if when they're, you know, in the room trying to figure out the contract?
Yeah,
Jim Harbaugh kicks in the door.
Oh, let me tell you.
And
right
he
now,
walks in and says, "No, I've changed my mind. Give it to me."
Let me tell you right. Give it to me.
That'd give it
like,
to me.
That'd be like, too bad. Sorry, buddy.
One, two, we got it. No, he didn't get it. They didn't get Sean Payton.
He's back. Anyway, here's what I know. Because there's lots of angles we can go with this, but the most important angle to me right now is that the West Virginia former attorney who runs a football blog and think he knows everything all the time, just earlier today was like, don't sleep on Jim Harbaugh in Denver.
He said it could happen. Not that it would.
Don't sleep on it, Mike. Keep an eye open. Watch out for it. I'm going to say his name and I'll put two in the swear jar.
Don't say his name.
Florio doesn't know crap. Ooh, that's what it means.
Stop saying
today,
his name.
Today, you said, don't sleep on Harbaugh to Denver. You know nothing. You make it all up on the fly and treat it like you got sources. Mr. Journalism doesn't know crap. I can't stand him. You've rubbed off on me. I used to be kind of like, lawyer guy from West Virginia is an idiot.
And how much did I hate you for that?
I know. And now I hate him as much, if not more, than you.
Can you believe that we had him on as a weekly guest on this show?
I can't.
What did we last with him? 3 weeks? 4 weeks? I can't believe that we actually did it. If I had a choice right now between weekly phone calls with he who shall not be named from Pro Football Talk or a jail call with Charles Manson every week.
Sure.
I mean, that's an easy choice. Hey, Charles, give me your football picks for the weekend. The government.
Yeah, okay.
Sure, man.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, they're undefeated, the government. Got it.
Why don't you carve another hate symbol into your forehead? All right. Anyway.
It's a topic of conversation.
Yeah.
My buddy Bobby Hall did it for me.
Hey, you're not allowed to bring up how horrible of a human being he was. He just died, even though everybody else pretty much knew he was a horrible human being. They ought to pretend yesterday like he wasn't. Anyway, whatever. Big news here. Sean Payton, Broncos.
Broncos. There you go.
So here's one angle to just do the sports radio thing for a hot second. If you're Russell Wilson and it doesn't work now, I don't know that Sean Payton is the answer to fixing all of Russell Wilson's problems, but what do you think the narrative's going to be coming out of this if after this year he looks like he did this last year, right? Russell Wilson will be forever known as the guy who's broken and can't be fixed because the media believes Sean Payton is a soothsayer with offense. And so the narrative will instantly be, well, he didn't have his quarterback. Russell Wilson's not the guy. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. Maybe this all works out and Russell Wilson's great and Sean Payton's awesome and they go win a Super Bowl and you play this back for me in a year, Ted, and you go, what an idiot Bone was. I'm just saying, if it doesn't work out now, it never will for Russell Wilson as a starter. They will then say, nope, he is damaged goods, cannot be fixed, move on. And now Sean Payton needs quarterback will be the narrative if he does not look awesome this coming year.
I mean, there's a lot of stupid things that you say that we can play back.
We could play him every week.
Teddy, what do you want to say? It looks like you want to say something. You got that look on your face.
I was just going to say that the Texans have made a hire as for their new coach.
DeMeco Ryans?
Yes, he has been officially hired.
I'll tell you this about the Houston Texans, man. Nobody hires more black coaches than the Houston Texans. Now, they fire him a year later.
Yeah, that was, what was the, I'm trying to think of, because didn't something come up with that before? That has to come up this year, right? That two guys took the jobs and then got fired, and then there was all the talk about.
It was David Culley.
Or Cullen?
Culley.
Whatever. Yes. Cullen. Him. Yeah, he lasted a year.
Yeah.
And then they just had
Lovey
this year. And then the narrative
now
was,
DeMeco
don't
Ryans.
Go there if because they're not going to keep you for more than a year.
Romeo took over from O'Brien for 12 games, I think.
Romeo was the interim.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. I had forgotten about
that. So it went Romeo, David Culley. Is it Culley or Cullen?
Culley.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Culley.
Don't second guess me, you idiot.
Florida Atlantic.
And it was, shut your whore.
I know
mouth.
That I can say, there's like a few words.
You shut
all
up
I have
now.
To say is just a couple different phrases.
You know what? I'm fine. We can play this game. Frank Thomas.
I own that.
We'll just
I
play
own
this
it.
Game. We'll go,
I knew
we'll
it.
We'll go tit for smaller tit.
Huh? Okay. Tat. Tat is what you're thinking of. Tit for tat. Tit for tat.
What was I saying? All right, let's talk about Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer has given Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, his endorsement.
Hang on. Has Urban Meyer denied that he is interested in the Broncos job?
He has not denied it.
Okay. Even though now we know the Broncos head coach, breaking news, is Sean Payton, we should still
keep that open. He has also not denied at this moment he is massaging someone's butt cracky.
We don't know. He has not denied it. So you're right. It's open for interpretation.
Here is what Urban has to say about Deion Sanders at Colorado. I think he's going to flip it. Flip? Nothing crazy in the first year, but in the first couple years, I'd say certainly a bowl game and an 8 or 9 win season. He says, with much is given is expected, and I think they're going to feel that real soon. There's a lot going on. Colorado and Prime is everywhere in the news. He's getting recruits, and recruits are talking about him. But I think it's one of the best things to happen to Colorado football since Bill McCartney in 1990 when they won it all.
Mm. Okay. That's true.
Urban says, don't sleep on Prime.
Well, fair enough.
Fair enough.
All right. We'll find out.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up. We got to go.
Why do we have to? Why'd you bring it up and then I can't talk about it?
Not everything needs your expert analysis. I'm just reading some quotes. That's all.
Not even giving me the shot. How dare you?
Nope.
How dare you?
You need to rest.
Okay.
Because tomorrow is Francesa Day on First Take. So,
oh, it is?
Yes, just rest.
Oh, I didn't know this. Oh, that's going to be a hell of a wild card Wednesday.
Rapid Fire is next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some slowdowns to watch out for. Traffic is delayed on 670 westbound between I-71 and 4th Street. Plan about a 5-minute backup. You'll also find some slowdowns on northbound I-71 north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. Traffic is slow there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Jackson Hewitt. Need bucks? With Jackson Hewitt, don't wait weeks for the IRS to send your tax refund. Come in today for up to $3,500 with a no-interest, no-fee refund advance loan when you file your taxes at Jackson Hewitt. For eligible clients, loans by Republic Bank and Trust Company. Details at JacksonHewitt.com. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I had a little thing at the house recently. I went downstairs in the morning. The furnace was totally dead. Even for a guy that endorses an HVAC company, still made me nervous. How long would it be until I could get someone here? How much is it going to cost me? All the usual questions. Kristen called up Care at 7:55. They were in the house by 9. Problem fixed by 9:45. And it's not because I'm me. They hate me. It's because that's what they do. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Rapid fire coming up in mere moments. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What's the game, Boner?
This week we are doing real or fake radio show name. Yeah.
Not like Common Man and T-Bone.
No, that's a legitimate and real thing that everyone should respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 100%.
Rapid fire time.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by Custom Air. Custom Air. Custom Solutions. Custom Comfort.
Rapid fire number one.
All righty. If you had the power to fix officiating errors, then what's the first thing you would do to improve it?
Death penalty. if I can't do that.
Wow.
Look, it's common sense to me. First of all, accountability, number one. The crews, the refs that continuously make the worst calls should not be able to stay in the game. That's common sense, number one. Number two, have a sky referee. And I'm not talking about someone in the replay booth. I'm talking about a real official who can throw a virtual flag. You know what? The actual official should not be a guy on the field.
Mm.
The main referee.
I kind of like that.
It should be the voice of God.
Right.
From up in the booth saying, holding on number 50. Who is that? I don't know, but he's
like
the
it.
Grand poobah of officiating.
You know, Kmart doesn't have blue lights anymore. They don't have to do the blue light special. Get the blue light that just hangs off the scoreboard. And when that thing goes off, it's like, oh, either there's a sale on the layaway purchase items or somebody's got a flag to throw.
The great and powerful Oz has thrown a flag.
Who dares disturb the great and powerful Oz on holding on number 47?
Is that your answer, too?
No, my answer is cancel all the referees' contracts. It's not a death penalty, but just everyone can reapply for their jobs, but we're going to shake
like
up
it.
The seniority and just start over. And it's based on how you do your first few years. We will then say, like, you'll have tryouts. If you can cut all these things. Oh, by the way, we have physical requirements now. You have to be able to run a certain 40 time. You have to be able to jump over a few things. You have to be able to be in reasonably physical good shape to do this job. And then if you can do all those things, you may still end up being the number one guy on the number one crew. But maybe someone else gets that title because they're not a seniority pick. And so that's where I would go.
Rapid fire number two.
The top four teams in the AP College basketball poll have never won an NCAA championship. Will a first-time winner win the tournament this year?
Yes.
Yeah, fine. I'll say Purdue wins. There you go.
All right. I have no idea who's going to win.
I'll say Purdue.
Yes. Odds are yes. Here's what I do know. Ohio State will not win it, so that means...
you got to be in it to win it.
They would be someone who's already won one, so that won't happen.
Yes. Rapid fire number three.
What's the most overrated venue in sports?
Wrigley Field.
Well,
where the most common question that's asked is, hey, what's the score? Hey, when can we go to the Cubby Bear and piss all over ourselves?
And those are just the announcers. I will say the Big House, just because that's one of the few away venues I've been to. I mean, that's a lot of easy.
Hey, Bill,
it's an easy one.
You know who's winning? No. Hey, Shelly just pissed all over herself again. Shelly, you're
just
at the wrong
random,
sport.
Just a random person
you're
there.
You're at the wrong
random
sport,
person there.
Shelly.
Random one.
You need to put your diaper back on.
Rapid fire number four.
What's the greatest sports performance that you've seen in person?
I don't know.
Next.
I have one. Why can't I have one?
Go ahead.
Years ago, when LeBron, I think, was in his either last year or next to last year with the Cavs, the first time when he left to go to Miami after this, Kevin Durant was in his, like, second year, maybe, with the Thunder, which, of course, first year was with Seattle. Anyway, it was around that time. It was second or third year Kevin Durant versus still in his prime LeBron. And they played up in Cleveland, and both went for 30. Booby Gibson hit a shot at the end to win it for the Cavs. But that was just a back and forth. LeBron would hit a bucket. Kevin Durant would go down and hit a big three. LeBron would come back down and just take over, go to the rim, get an and one. Durant would come back and get a big dunk. It was epic. It was really good. Mid-January game, that's the best performance I've seen live.
When I was doing morning radio in California many years ago, we had George Shea, who was the commissioner of the competitive eating thing. He does all the Nathan's hot dog stuff, right?
I knew the name.
George Shea came into our studio one morning with Kobayashi.
Really?
And Kobayashi ate like 200 McNuggets in 3 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
That is the most impressive performance I've ever seen.
I would agree with that. That's awesome.
Rapid fire number five.
Groundhog Day is on Thursday, and in my opinion, it's also the name of one of my favorite movies. What's a non-Christmas holiday-type movie that you guys enjoy?
non-Christmas holiday movie?
The first one that came to my mind.
Groundhog Day.
Well, the first one that came to my mind is
Independence Day.
Oh, so okay. When I was thinking of
Halloween.
Ted, thanks.
All right, okay. You know what? I'll go off the board.
And you could, if you could go off the board, that's fine.
I will go Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Because they're trying to get home for Thanksgiving.
That's perfect.
Thanksgiving movie. That is a Thanksgiving
that's
not movie.
That's on the board, I think.
No, that's exactly what you're talking about. So that's great. I like that a lot.
What's your answer, Teddy? Oh, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it was in the question.
Man, I love Groundhog Day. If aliens are watching us through their big telescopes, they're like, what are these? Should we go make contact with them? Are they ready for us now? Hold on. It's another day where they're holding a big giant rat up into the air to try and predict the weather. No, I think we'll take a pass. They're not ready for us yet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye!
I can't blame them if they were to just pass on us. Maybe they already have done that. They probably already looked at some point.
Oh, they're holding the rat up in the air again. Now, what's the dumbest thing? It's like, well, it's tradition. Okay, people line up at 3 o'clock in the morning in the freezing cold to watch someone hold a rat up in the air.
I think what you're confusing is traditions having any good reason to do them. Or like there's a good justification for this. No, it's an excuse for that local town. Where is it? Punxsutawney Phil, right? So it's Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
They do it everywhere. We have Buckeye Chuck. They do it every place.
You know why? Because Punxsutawney Phil got big, and then people were like, hey, no one comes to our...
We got to cut his ego down.
No one wants to come to our town. What can we do? Do we have any... Yes, of course, we have a million groundhogs around because we live in BFE, and they're just everywhere. So let's grab one.
Buckeye Chuck.
Let's put him up every year.
Look at him.
By the way, my favorite holiday film that's not Christmas movie is clearly the movie Labor Day. It's not. I just looked it up. Did you even know there was a movie called Labor Day?
No.
It has Kate Winslet and Josh Brolin in it.
Oh, well then my wife has seen it.
I had no idea this movie existed.
Kate Winslet could have a movie called Kate Winslet Takes a Crap and Kristen would line up to watch
it. Well, you're going to love the plot of this movie. In 1987, Adele Wheeler is a depressed single mother who lives in a rural home with her 13-year-old son. While they're shopping, a man approaches her son, Henry, and makes them take him home to look after him. The man is revealed to be Frank Chambers, an escaped convict wanted by police. Mm. But then you find out through like flashbacks that, yes, he's an escaped convict, but there's reasons why he was in jail. And this is the picture on the cover is Josh Brolin and Kate Winslet embracing, and he's like sniffing her hair. So clearly these two get it on at some point in this movie.
I hope they do.
And like it's one of those like, yes, he's got some rough edges, but he's my guy. And so that's what this movie clearly is about, it would seem to me.
And then she goes to the bathroom.
Then, yes, in the movie there's that.
What a great movie. She's got a quality about her.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm telling you, if Kate Winslet knocked on the door,
I'm here for you, Mrs. Common Man,
she'd be gone. She would leave me. She would run away with Kate Winslet.
I know Kate Winslet is a great actress. I am trying to think of any movie I've watched where I've been like, oh, yeah, she's the only one who could have done this. You know what I mean?
You know what? Kristen may pop in here like the Kool-Aid Man. It's right through the wall.
I'm just saying.
What did you say?
In fairness, I haven't watched a lot of her stuff.
She watches Titanic.
I wish I was naked sketching Kate Winslet.
Right.
Yeah, sure. You wear that big diamond. You wear it.
I mean, don't we all wish we were doing that?
Look,
in that
we
movie?
All have our things, right? You could be, you know, a extremely hetero person like Timmy with Zac Efron.
Oh yeah,
Zac Efron. Timmy would sketch naked Zac Efron and then steam up the car.
Yeah, I get that. I'm totally about that.
He'd fight Billy Zane for Zac Efron.
I like that, though. Timmy is, you know what, he's fine with himself in that way, and he says, yeah, it's all good. I really like Zac Efron.
James Cameron is doing a new thing.
I think we should all be able to admit that.
I think it's for National Geographic Channel, where it's, you know, Titanic 25, okay? 25 years since the movie came out.
Yes, right.
And they're like, you know, doing new research and experiments, like what? They got, you know, two people in a tank of cold ice. And it's like, if Jack and Rose knew what we knew now, they both probably would have survived. Or you could have just written it that way in a script because they're two fictional people.
Right.
You idiot.
They didn't have to die.
You made them die.
So lots of people lived on the Titanic. Not all of them, clearly, but many people did make it off the boat.
You decided that Kate Winslet had to hog the entire floating door for herself.
You chose that.
You could have written it the other way. where he punched her in the face. She drowns.
Yeah.
Jack wins.
Or it could have just been both of them get on the door and that's how that
works. Well, whatever. I'm just saying. I love his, with what we know now. What do you mean, what you know now?
He also could have written it as like, yes, Leo's character dies, Jack dies, and then Kate Winslet's character, like, while she's waiting to get rescued, suffers hypothermia and also dies. You could have done that. You could have done whatever you want, because it's a movie, and even though there's real events around it, you made fake people in the movie.
Right. That's and then one of the boats comes, the lifeboats comes by, and what's her name?
I don't know. The old lady in the It's Been 84 Years? That woman?
No.
Oh.
It's been 84
Kathy
years.
Bates. Kathy Bates in the movie.
Oh.
Kathy Bates comes by and eats frozen Kate Winslet for a snack.
Sure, right. Then she breaks Leonardo DiCaprio's ankle.
Then she gets in the hot tub with Jack Nicholson and shows her tots.
By the way, I just want to make it clear, because we kind of missed the moment, but I want to bring it back. My Zac Efron is Jon Favreau. I would do
is that
any,
right?
I would do anything
you would do
for that
Jon
man.
Favreau?
I would do anything for that man.
Wow.
I just really love Spider-Man. So much.
Okay. All right. Wow. Something new about you. What's next, Bone?
Anything but this.
Righto. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Anything but this. You'll find Alum Creek Drive northbound between London Groveport Road and Spiegel Drive that is closed due to an accident. This will remain closed until further notice. Please avoid in the meantime. You'll also find some slowdowns on the east side of I-70. East 270, traffic is slow in that area. This traffic report is sponsored by Mucinex DaskMax. Mucinex is not cold and flu season, it's comeback season. Mucinex DaskMax cold and flu all-in-one provides powerful multi-symptom relief of up to 9 cold and flu symptoms all in just one dose. Get the relief you need this season with Mucinex DaskMax all-in-one and done. Use as directed. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. If you walk into the stores now, they already have summer stuff on the shelves. They want to put you in a warm state of mind or anticipate that vacation to a warm weather climate. Then you walk outside and reality punches you in the sack. We've got a lot of winter left, kids. If your furnace takes a crap, call my guys at Care. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Like a sports drink, but for that part of you that's thirsty for fart jokes. Back to Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. So we have some news today. Sean Payton is the new head coach of the Denver Broncos. But I love this tweet from Ian Rappaport. Says the Broncos spent all day today trying to hire D'Amico Ryans.
Oh.
Okay? After D'Amico Ryans called them yesterday and said, I'm out. I'm taking the Texans job. So they called him back today and said, are you sure we can't convince you? How much money do you want? And he said, no, man, I'm going to Houston. So he must like it there. Or they're paying him a lot of money. And then as a consolation prize, they went out and hired Sean Payton.
Help me understand something, because there was this little bit of logic going around with the Broncos that the new ownership group, which, you know, just one of the Walton family members that owns this team is worth $70 billion.
Is that a lot?
It sounds like a lot to me.
I don't think it's that much. I mean, inflation and stuff. Come on.
I mean, granted, I never coached or played football at any level, so maybe I can't understand finances in football. Maybe I'm too stupid. Someone should have to explain it to me who played. Like, maybe Dan Orlovsky can tell me how that all works. But that seems like a lot of money to me. Anyway, I was told earlier today with all the talking heads on TV that there's this undercurrent with the Broncos ownership where they really want D'Amico Ryans and they could pay whatever they want to get him. They're the richest, one of the richest ownership groups in all the NFL, right?
But they are the richest. Yeah.
Okay. But they don't want to just come in, rock the boat and set the market so high for all the other owners. That would be, you know, you're the new person at the country club. They don't want the new person at the country club showing up and complaining about everything and changing everything and making everything different because they just got there. And so the thought was, they're not going to overpay for a head coach, because even though they want D'Amico Ryans, they're not going to rock the boat like that. So then what do? I don't know if these are the numbers that will bear out once we find out the contract, but supposedly they wouldn't overpay for D'Amico Ryans. So then they went out and hired the guy who reportedly was looking for $20 million a year.
No, I think they were willing. They were willing to give D'Amico Ryans what he wanted. He just didn't want them.
My point, I know that, but my point is, this was another talking head argument that seems to have fallen flat on its face from all these people who supposedly know, where they're saying, ah, the Broncos, they want him, but they're not going to, you know, spend all that money, not because they don't want to give it to him, but because they don't want to upset the apple cart there with the NFL. They don't want everybody to be mad at him. They don't want Jerry Jones to be mad and go, hey, man, coaches are supposed to cost about $8 or $10 million a year. We don't want to pay that amount. We don't want to pay $20 million a year for a coach. What are you doing? That was supposedly what they didn't want to do. And now they've hired Sean Payton. Maybe he's only getting $8 or $10 million a year, air quotes only there. But it sounds like that's probably not the reason they didn't hire D'Amico Ryans. And maybe he truly did turn down the Broncos job. Or maybe the Broncos are like, we don't plan on hiring him. We're going to hire Sean Payton. But where there's lawsuits out now about not giving people a fair shot.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
Well, I'm just saying maybe they want the reporting out there that like, no, we really did want to hire him. We just didn't.
Okay. Or
we
maybe didn't. D'Amico Ryans is thinking like this. He goes home. Is he a married guy? I have no idea. Let's assume that he is. And he's sitting home and he's talking to his wife. Hey, honey, Broncos called. I got my pick of jobs. I have Denver Broncos and I have the Houston Texans. What do you think we should do?
What do you think we should do?
Here's the pros and cons. You know, I go to Denver. It's a better team. They were supposed to win something this year. They didn't. Quarterback may be broken. I don't know if I can fix them. Probably not a good idea. Now, Houston, they're terrible. I'm the smartest guy in the room as soon as I walk in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving me a 6-year deal. They're going to fire me after the first year, and then I'm going to be paid to do nothing for 5 years. I know which one I'm picking.
Well, if that's, I mean, I don't think that's how he thinks, but sure.
I'm just saying.
I'm with you. The logic would be much, I'd rather go to the place that would say we're unstable and have no chance of success anytime soon.
It is attractive to some people. It would be attractive to me if I went to a radio station and they said, listen here, we're stupid and we're so broken. You can do whatever you want here with no resistance from us.
Sure.
Enjoy. Now, it'll be a harder climb to the top, but at least I know that I'll have full control. And I bet you that's what they sold D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, as opposed to come in and, yeah, you have full control other than we have to do this, we have to do that. This guy's on a huge deal, so you can't change these giant parts of the situation. But other than that, you have full control. You're right. The Texans offer him much more of an opportunity. Let's say he was interested in getting Trey Lance to come and play for the Texans. If that's a thing he's interested in, I don't know if it is. But if it is...
Or I'll have the number 2 pick in the draft.
Well,
so
right.
I'm just
quarterback saying,
you can get right there.
Yeah, I'm saying either way, whatever he thinks of that situation, he has options. What can you do in Denver? None of that.
Not draft someone in the first round.
No.
Not draft.
That's for sure. Can't draft someone in the first round. And also, you're going to have to pay. This guy that you have there now is currently getting paid a lot of money. There's not any changing that situation.
If you've missed anything from the first 2 hours of the program, we got you covered with the rundown. Coming up, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some heavy slowdowns to watch out for. You'll find I-70 downtown split westbound between the 71 East split and the 71 315 West split. Traffic is beginning to build. And Elm Creek Drive northbound between London Groveport Road and Spiegel Drive that is still closed due to an accident. Might want to avoid this if possible. This traffic report is sponsored by Ace Hardware. Are you a team player? Ace Hardware's West Jefferson Distribution Center wants you on their team. Ace has a variety of warehouse positions and shifts available. Up to $19.25 per hour plus incentive bonus. Ace will provide excellent benefits. Apply today at careers.acehardware.com. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I had a little thing at the house recently. I went downstairs in the morning. The furnace was totally dead. Even for a guy that endorses an HVAC company, still made me nervous. How long would it be until I could get someone here? How much is it going to cost me? All the usual questions. Kristen called up Care at 7:55. They were in the house by 9. Problem fixed by 9:45. And it's not because I'm me. They hate me. It's because that's what they do. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Murdering brain cells, one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Game show coming up at 5:34. What's the game, Boner?
The game show is Real or Fake Radio Show Name in honor of our new favorite radio show, Gravy and the Sleaze, which is a real thing, apparently. Nothing like Common Man and T-Bone. Not at all like that. Anyway, we'll do that at 5:34.
Mm-hmm.
That's very professional of you, just moving the microphone around while you leave it on.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I like that we're just doing that now.
Jackets time tonight. Jackets hosting the Capitals, last game before the All-Star break. Jackets will not be back in action until February 10th.
Count your blessings.
Coverage starts at 6:30.
You don't have to watch them for a few days.
Enjoy it.
It's very nice.
You want to update people on the soccer?
Yeah, so there's a little thing going on called the transfer window, international transfer window. That happens every year, twice a year. In the summer, it opens up, and in the winter, we are in the winter window. However, I believe it closes tonight. And so there are a bunch of updates flying around, and I wanted to see if there's any updates. And sure enough, Nottingham Forest, who at one point were interested in one Jizz Horncamp. They...
Oh, hello, T-Bone!
Well... Queen, I'm glad you're here.
I'm looking for the transfer window.
I know you're a big fan of Nottingham Forest.
Oh, I know the jizz news was bubbling up, T-Bone.
It was. But here's the update I have for you.
I can't wait for jizz to burst on the scene.
Well, you're going to have to wait a little longer because Nottingham Forest did complete a signing today, but it was Brazilian defender Felipe from Atletico Madrid. Jizz remained... where he was. He did not make his way over. Yeah, unfortunately. So, in either case, that is looking like Jizz Horncamp will remain in the Eredivisie.
Oh, that's too bad. Let's talk about something else, T-Bone.
What do you want to talk about,
Queen? I can't believe that Todd Beckman was number 10.
Oh, really?
On the Ohio State quarterback list.
Who should have been on there instead of him?
Kenny Guyton, Smooth Jazz.
Boy, you know, I heard someone else saying that earlier today. It wasn't you, though. I'm trying to think of who it was.
Oh, I'll tell you what. When Kenny Guyton serenaded us with that game against Cal, it was erotic.
So just to be clear, you are a fan of Kenny Guyton, a.k.a. Smooth Jazz.
Yes. I'm also a fan of Kenny G.
Right. And a fan of Jizz Horncamp.
Yes.
I just want to be very clear. We don't want to mix either of those up.
It's
we just
want to
be they're different
show.
People in different sports. They both play technically football if you want to get specific, but
yes.
That's great. All right. Well, anything else for me? I saw one of your palace guards ran a kid over.
What?
Like just walking around.
I die and everything goes to hell over there.
A kid was walking in front of one of those, you know, and they don't move, right? They have to go
I've
in the direction.
One grandson writing books. I've got another grandson going out to pegging parties.
Winnipeg Jets parties? Is that what you're talking about?
Pegging.
Winnipeg Jets. Right. That's what the kids are calling the Winnipeg Jets. The peggers. Yeah. Is that what we're talking about?
Bone, you've lost a lot of weight.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Trying to lose some more. I appreciate that.
You've got to get your stamina up. Are you keeping up your stamina?
I took up yoga. I don't know if that will help the stamina or anything, but I am doing yoga now.
I will be paying you a visit this evening.
Have you ever done yoga?
I'm going to rip off your sleep apnea mask and do it to you.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You can stay
terrible.
On the bottom.
I don't.
I'll do all the work hovering over you.
You know, my wife would be in the bed next to me. Do you think that would make it awkward?
Okay. I'm an apparition.
Some would say she never has. You know, really, that's... You may not feel a thing either, Queen, for whatever it's worth.
Do you have one of those squeaky spring mattresses? Are there pockets of air in there?
Yeah, we've got all the space.
Tempur-Pedic?
We've got the space age foam going on.
Listen, it must be nice.
I'll make you feel like an astronaut.
Must be nice.
I'll take you to the moon and back, Queen, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. What are we talking about?
I'm stealing all the airbags out of the cars.
Why? Why would that be a thing?
Why not?
Why would you be interested in stealing airbags?
I have to go. Bye-bye.
That floored me at the end where she's just doing petty theft.
All over the place
today. It was all over.
It's almost like there was no plan to it today.
There wasn't really a plan at all.
No.
All I know is we started talking about jizz and then it went everywhere. The segment went everywhere. The whole segment went all over the place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then it went off the rail.
Jizz Horncamp.
Started professional.
Your guy.
He is my guy. Actually, they are writing stories about jizz today.
They are?
They're just in Dutch and I can't read them.
Oh, maybe he is transferring. I haven't seen anything.
He is, but I don't think he's going to an English team.
Hang on.
Probably another Dutch team.
I'm just looking it up. I didn't see. I just Googled this and I saw nothing. Well,
no,
I saw.
Because it's all in Dutch.
I saw lots of things, to be fair.
The Dutch like two things, Bone.
Mm-hmm.
Jizz and wooden shoes.
Okay.
Windmills.
They like wooden shoes?
Don't they?
All these have transfer things, right? I mean, Yeah. Like, here's one from Rune, who just tweeted and said, right now, I'm most tired of the fact that the soup seems to be missing both Jiz Hornkamp and Odin Tiago. I don't know who the soup is. I'm guessing that must be what the name is of their team. It's like a nickname that doesn't translate into English.
Who tweeted this? One of our listeners?
No. Some guy who, like you just said, there's people tweeting about Jiz Hornkamp.
Oh.
But I don't know what it means, because I had to use Google Translate.
Yeah, they're tweeting in Dutch.
Danish.
Dutch.
No, this is translate from Danish.
Is it called Danish? I want it.
If you're talking about someone from Denmark, it is. If you're talking about someone from Holland, right, then it's Dutch.
Oh, is it Denmark that he's from?
Rune, the guy who tweeted this, tweeted something in Danish.
Danish.
That's what I am just reading to you.
I see.
And it says translated from Danish by Google. I need a Danish right now.
What's the best kind of Danish?
Cheese? What other? Well,
you can put any fruit.
I know you can.
Cherry, apple, blueberry.
Let me ask this, because I never have considered. I just always assumed. I only get cheese Danishes, I guess is what I'm saying. Do like strawberry Danishes have cheese in them and then strawberry too?
No.
Well, that's a letdown. I would prefer both. I want cheese Danish with some strawberry or some blueberry or whatever other fruit you want to put in there.
I told you about the time that I got yelled at Panera, right?
No,
because they have the round. Not this week.
You have not told me this story this week, but please tell me again.
They have the round coffee cake, you know, with
the
little triangle flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You got cheese,
yeah,
apple, cherry,
yeah,
and it repeats.
Yes,
in a wheel shape,
right?
And I went in one time and I said, "Do you have any of those round coffee cakes?"
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Oh,
you know, it's round.
It's coffee
has
cake,
different and flavors.
It's round. Yeah, it's different. You're right.
We call that a pastry ring.
Oh.
Well, do you have a pastry ring, B-hole? Can you get one of those for me?
And you
knew what I was talking about.
Oh, that is one of my least favorite things, where the restaurant person is like, oh, did you mean our little goofy thing we call it on the menu? And it's like, yeah, you know what? I should learn that. But you're the one absorbing the corporate BS and then spitting it back to me. I just want you to remember that. Like, we all knew what I meant, right? When you said that.
Yes, or she knew what I meant.
If I go to a coffee place and I'm like, I want a medium. And they're like, did you mean a grande? It's like, I meant a medium. I meant the middle size. The three you have, I want the middle one. I forgot it was called your goofy term for that. But that's what I called it. Was a grande. I didn't call it grande. I called it medium or middle.
Teddy, what were you telling me about the rundown? What's the matter?
I said it's no longer sponsored.
Oh, does that mean we don't have to do it?
I think that's pretty much what I think is what it means. That's what it seems like.
I mean, are they just taking a break, or is the sponsorship coming back at some point?
They might just be taking a break.
Oh,
but it's not sponsored today.
It is not sponsored at all this week.
Oh. Well, then hell with it.
We could just take a break from it too then for today. Just pointing that out.
I got another story.
Oh, great.
There you go. An assistant girls basketball coach in Virginia has been relieved of her duties after being accused of impersonating a 13-year-old JV basketball player on her team and playing in a game last week.
Oh, no.
Arlisha Boykins, who is 22, suited up for the Churchland High School in Portsmouth, Virginia, for a January 21st game against Nansemond River.
Okay.
While the missing player was out of town for a club tournament, the girl's parents told a TV station.
Yeah, that's not good. You shouldn't. I mean, look, I don't know what would possess one to do that outside of just being
weird
or crazy, unless there's some extenuating circumstance that we're not understanding. But yeah, it doesn't sound like it, because even the girl's parents that were like, the girl who was absent was like, yeah, we didn't know that they were doing
this.
No,
the girl, that's how they found out about it. The girl's parents came out and said, technically, in the box score, my kid played in this game? No, she didn't.
And they actually, at first, debated it, because they were like, well, you actually had your highest scoring game ever, and that was really great.
It could be that these parents are actually well-adjusted.
Oh, and don't think the sports matters than everything
They
else?
Just want their 13-year-old to have fun?
Oh, what a crazy idea that is. Were you talking about with youth sports?
Yes.
Well, 13, that's not youth sports. Now, that's JV basketball. Don't you know there's a tradition to uphold, and you got to make sure you get your enemies and vanquish them? And even if it is just another JV basketball team, you have to make them pay. You have to make sure that they know who's boss. So, yeah, of course, a adult woman should play in a JV basketball game. That makes total sense, Mike.
The woman, 22, is no longer employed by the school system. Good call.
Yeah.
On that one.
I've told you that story, right? Where, not that we had anybody impersonating, you know, adults impersonating kids on our basketball team, but just, I don't think I should have to say this, but it would be extremely difficult, I would think, to guard anyone who's actually played basketball. Assuming this person played basketball.
I saw the video of it.
What? How did it look? How did she do?
It looked like a
much grown
larger
person
dominating playing against 13-year-olds.
Yeah. We in high school, this just in, played a little high school basketball, was terrible.
People thought you were a coach because you were bald.
Yes, I was. They actually were. Why is that guy?
Is that a substitute math teacher?
No,
oh, no it's just Jonathan Smith.
That's the student.
Yeah. The most common name ever.
One of our things they did at the school was they would have a pep rally where the students got to play the teachers. And we had a couple teachers who were D1 athletes.
Oh, wow.
And so we had a teacher at the school, a woman who was a gym teacher, who played basketball at a pretty decent level. So we all knew she could play, but we never played a game against her. And so then she comes out immediately, goes right at our best player, and just took him to the rim.
Nice.
Like it was nothing. Like nothing. Laid it up, looked at him and said, "That all you got?" And then ran back up the court. And then we knew the game was on. This woman torched us. Like, absolutely torched us. And she didn't play, like, high-level D1 or anything like that. I mean, she was good, but she wasn't playing for, like, a top-ranked team or anything or in the NCAA tournament. She's just a good basketball player. I can't imagine what it would be like going up against, like, actual, like, some of the best of the best. No doubt in my mind. They would dominate most of the boys' high school basketball teams you see out there.
All right, that wraps up the rundown for today.
The Rundown
is sponsored by GFY.
Yep.
I don't have anything planned. Oh, I have lots of stuff we didn't get to, though. Ryan Day is adding to the secondary. We could do that.
Just a note. You don't have to say that first part. You just say the second part. Next time. Just
what?
Ryan Day has a guy transferring. Just do that. We don't have to say that. I don't have anything. Oh, wait. I have lots of things I forgot
to
do.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I just think on the fly, Bone.
Just say, you just be like, Ryan Day coming up. Like that would be a little quicker way to get to
And you
that.
Know what I have this? The Pro Bowl has reached a new level. I have this story, too. If you weren't interested in the Pro Bowl this week, well, damn it, you're interested now. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some slow traffic to watch out for. Traffic is beginning to build on 670 westbound between I-71 and Neal Avenue. You'll also find some delays on the east side of I-70 eastbound between Hamilton Road and 270. Traffic is crawling along. This traffic report is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. With over 3 million pets protected and a 99% success rate, Invisible Fence brand's training works and customers agree. A recent reviewer said, "The training made me feel like they were training our dog versus just running the playbook." Learn how they can help protect your pet at InvisibleFence.com. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, weather is unpredictable. So is what comes out of my mouth. You never know what I'm going to say next, but your heating and cooling systems shouldn't be unpredictable. Poppycock. Keep everything running in tip-top shape with my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll never try and sell you anything you don't need. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Picture a sports talk show, but without all those pesky sports getting in the way. Back to Man and Bone.
Yeah. You all right?
Hey. You know, gambling is legal in the state of Ohio.
I've heard that, Mike.
So tell people where the best place is to place their bets.
Barstool Sportsbook, Hollywood Casino, Columbus. That's where we go to place our bets. The sportsbook will be open soon at Hollywood Casino. Can't wait for that.
But you can place your bets now.
You can place a bet on the app. Barstool Sportsbook app is where we go to do it. I was actually just looking at the website and the app because I wanted to see if the Super Bowl odds for next year had shifted at all, given the news today, if you missed it, that Sean Payton is headed to the Broncos to be their head coach. Now, I don't know what they were before today, Mike, but here are the top teams for next year's Super Bowl, not the one that's about to be played, the one next year. Chiefs, 5-1 odds. Bills, 6.5-1 odds. Eagles, 7-1 odds. Niners, 8-1 odds. Bengals, 9-1 odds. Cowboys, 16-1 odds. Seventh highest odds right now. Broncos 20-1.
Okay.
Right there with the Chargers at 25-1, Ravens at 28-1, Lions at 28-1. Interestingly enough, the Packers are 35-1, the Jets are 28-1. Almost seems like maybe some people are thinking that Aaron Rodgers, if he's playing, he ain't playing for the Packers. Or maybe they don't care. Either way, those are the odds at Barstool Sportsbook. Been playing a lot there, having a lot of fun on there. You can do the same thing. Barstool Sportsbook is where we go.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. If that sounds like a commercial, it's because it is. Buckeyes have gotten someone from the portal to help with the secondary. Davison Igbenusen? Is that how we're saying it?
Igbenusen? I'm not sure.
Anyway.
But, yeah.
He is a corner. He had a good freshman year at Ole Miss. Made 37 tackles, broke up 5 passes, was a freshman All-American, started 10 games, played in all 13 games for them, so he's got 3 years of eligibility left. He was thought of as the best player still remaining in the portal. Obviously, the secondary needs assistance. Ryan Day has gotten some assistance.
Well, that's good. Let's hope that that is some of the help that they need. Obviously, you also got Jahad Carter in the secondary, the Syracuse safety that's coming in, so that's 2 defensive backs transferring in this offseason. Let's hope that, combined with more recruits coming in, combined with another year with Jim Knowles' defense installed, all bodes well for this year being a much better season for the defense.
We will hear from Ryan Day and his bullwhip tomorrow, because it is National Letter of Intent Signing Day, February 1st, and coaches will be made.
Oof.
I'll tell you what,
oof.
I had a little turtle head pop out there, Teddy. I wasn't expecting that one.
You never know when to expect it. It's just kind of random. It happens.
Coaches will be made available tomorrow. Ted.
Is he playing chess?
Maybe that was the problem in the game against Georgia for
maybe
the defense.
Maybe that was broken.
Anyway. Pro Bowl this weekend. Flag football. Where's this game? Vegas? Yes?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know.
Ravens quarterback Tyler Huntley has been named to the Pro Bowl. He started 4 games. He threw 2 touchdowns. He is a Pro Bowler.
I mean, I don't know that it matters at this point because...
No, if it mattered, it didn't.
No.
But if there was a shred of integrity left in the Pro Bowl, it's gone now.
Well, of course, right? We're now playing, if you haven't seen the field for the Pro Bowl, I don't know how many people have been locked in on all that or how many people clearly are like Pro Bowl huge fans of it, but they're not playing a regular game. The field is only, 45 or 50 yards long, something like that. And they have a bunch of, the last 20 yards on each side is just all covered up with stuff, and they're going to have different skill competitions and games. This is not going to be like a regular game. They are just playing football-style games, and it'll be more like the... What was that? Not Rock and Jock. What was that thing called where they had all the competition? Guys were throwing stuff and trying to like throw it through a target. That's more what they're going to do for the Pro Bowl this year. Yay.
You can see Tyler Huntley.
Great. He's fine. Nice player.
No, he's not. He sucks.
Well, he's not a Pro Bowler.
He sucks.
But is anybody a Pro Bowler?
No.
That's a real question. Does a Pro Bowl even matter? No.
Super Bowl tickets are expensive. Breaking news. The average ticket price on the secondary market is about $9,000 each as of yesterday.
That's good.
Hmm.
You know, I know this is kind of a thing you like to rag on, but let me adopt this for a moment and just say, if the World Series had ticket prices for a single game that were $9,000 a piece, don't you think there'd be 100 think pieces about like, this is why no one likes baseball, because they keep it too unaffordable for the average person. NFL does not matter, does not care how much they charge for these tickets, doesn't matter how corporate this event is, it does nothing to quell the popularity of football, does it? There's nothing that hurts the NFL. You can have every scandal come out, you can have 1,000 doctors say, if your kid even looks at a football, he will have concussion symptoms for the rest of his life, and everybody goes, ah, cool, I don't care. He's playing, we're watching,
speaking
no
of scandals,
one cares.
Deep fake Damar Hamlin. And Damar Hamlin, him too. I don't see Damar Hamlin.
Damar Hamlin.
You know, he made his comments this weekend.
Oh.
It was the first time he showed his face.
I thought is that the conspiracy theory is that he is a deep fake and it wasn't real?
Right.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, you're just going to give up so easily?
Give up.
That's exactly what they want you to believe.
I didn't believe any of that to begin with.
No, he's dead, and this was a deep fake. I just saw today that Tom Hanks is going to make a new movie with Robin Wright Penn. Or is it just Robin Wright because they divorced? Robin Wright?
I don't even know who this is. Sean Penn's spouse? Is that?
Yeah, well, she's an accomplished actress in her own right.
I don't even
right.
Who is Robin Wright? I didn't
you
even look
know
her
who
up.
Robin Wright is.
I do?
Yes.
All right. I'll look her
Robin
up.
Wright is Jen A.
Oh, I didn't know her by name.
Jen A.
I thought that was the only thing she ever did. I don't know what else
no,
she did.
No, she's in things.
Okay.
Anyway, they're going to be in a new movie together, and they will be de-aged.
Oh, yeah.
In the movie. So we'll see young Tom Hanks again, jumping on a trampoline.
Right. This is not brand new, right? They've done this in smaller roles. They haven't done it for, I think, two leads, I'm guessing, for the entire
movie.
Didn't they
do it with Harrison Ford in the new Indiana Jones? We have not seen it yet.
They probably did, but I'm saying, like, I mean, Star Wars had Carrie Fisher in it after she died, the most recent one.
Well, that's not de-aging. That's putting someone in.
No, but they had video of her that they had shot. They had, you know, footage of her,
okay.
But they didn't have the correct lines always for every part of the movie.
See.
And they had to literally fake it with her face manipulated.
It'd be funny
say,
if they just had like some B-roll for her, like asking for a bagel
right.
from craft services, and that made it into the movie.
Remember, they also in Star Wars took a guy, an actor who had died. I think it was Grand Moff Tarkin. That was like a character in the movie, but one of these movies, it took place before the movies that he was actually in the timeline. This guy's been dead for a very long time, but that character was in this new movie.
Who gets paid for that?
I'm guessing the family.
I hope so.
The royal. There's got. Well, they cleared all this, I believe, with the family in some way. But the point is, he wasn't actually in this movie. They put him in CGI and then de-aged him and then added new lines for him for this prequel movie they had made a few years ago. So I'm saying they've been doing this in movies. That's my point.
All right. Well, now they're going to do it in a Tom Hanks movie. So if you said to yourself, man, I wish I could see young Tom Hanks again. Well, you will.
Also, if this is shocking to you, sit down. That Avatar, Age of Water or whatever it's called, none of those people are really blue. Just want to throw that out there. Those are all CGI people, too.
Why do you have to crap on everything?
They were de-aged and re-blued.
I had a little fact for you, and you have to crap all over it.
They were blued? Is that how you would say that?
I'm blue and I'm a de-a-ba-die.
I love that song.
I really did not know Jenny. I didn't know she was
Jenny,
the wife in House of Cards. I had no idea. Nope, didn't know that.
Okay.
Never knew it. I'm sorry that I didn't know all this. I feel very ignorant. I'm so stupid.
Veep fact number 427.
No, what do you mean Veep fact?
I'm just saying, you got all these facts you want to share.
What do you mean?
How about you know who Robin Wright is?
Why do I have to know Robin Wright?
She was in The Princess Bride, too. She was a dish. She's Buttercup.
Oh, there it is.
She was a dish, let me tell you. Back when I was banging, I would have talked to Robin Wright and said, come here, sister. Let me show you something. They talk to you like you're on a construction crew.
Light my cigarette.
Oh,
that's, all right, game show next. Speaking of dishes, Leanna's here.
She's going to throw one in your face.
Hey, Dame, tell me the traffic.
Nope. Claire Danes. That's what you said, right? That's what I heard.
Claire Danes, eat a sandwich.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Nope.
Common Man and T-Bone on the fan. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I had a little thing at the house recently. I went downstairs in the morning. The furnace was totally dead. Even for a guy that endorses an HVAC company, still made me nervous. How long would it be until I could get someone here? How much is it going to cost me? All the usual questions. Kristen called up Care at 7:55. They were in the house by 9. Problem fixed by 9:45. And it's not because I'm me. They hate me. It's because that's what they do. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Their collective IQ is lower than they think it are. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, check out the podcast. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. It's wherever you get your audio. Google, Spotify, Apple, we are there. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Every single show comes right to your device, free of charge. Do it now.
Do it now.
Do it now. Ooh, that was quick. Cowboys are parting ways with Kellen Moore. We knew this yesterday. I don't know why I'm talking about it today. He is the new Chargers offensive coordinator. Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan will have a second interview with the Colts this week. So there's that. The poll question today is a humdinger.
Humdinger.
Dick Mashner Ford fan poll. If you were in Arizona next week and your team wasn't playing in the Super Bowl, which event would you rather attend? The Super Bowl or the Waste Management Phoenix Open? Ted, I'll have you answer this question. And what a finely crafted question it was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know if you were going to repeat it or not.
But no, I would guess it already.
Okay. I thought you were going to be more set
like,
up.
I would like to hear you say it again, though. I want to hear the question one more time so I could really savor it. Would you rather go to the Waste Management Open or the Super Bowl?
Thanks, Bone. I would go to the Super Bowl just because I've never been to a Super Bowl. Yeah. So I would rather do that. And yeah, the Waste Management is very exciting because they had the 16th hole, the par three, which is crazy environment. But it's more of a drinking thing. And I'm not a big drinker. I'm going to go out and just get blitzed.
Except for Zima.
Yeah.
Right. You lose control.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a big partier like that, then that would be a great time to go out and have a good time. But I'd choose a Super Bowl.
That's a good call. Also, the Super Bowl, good place to go have a party. And now it's expensive, but so will the waste. So is a golf tournament.
They don't sell booze at the Super Bowl.
No. I've heard that it's all teetotalers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No food either.
Hang out with Rob Lowe. Be great time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like that. That'd be great.
All right. Game show time.
All right, Mike. We're going to do, in honor of our favorite new name for a sports show, Gravy and the Sleaze, which is a real show on PGA Tour Radio. Let them live. This is real or fake radio show name. So I'm going to give you a name. You tell me if this is a real show or not.
Are these all current or can we go back in time?
I believe these are all current. There is one where one of the hosts is no longer with the show, but it was a show as of a few years ago.
Okay, all right.
So every other one I believe is current. First up. Sambo and Brody. Is that a real or fake show?
I'm going to say it's real.
No.
Wow, that's a fake show. Off with a
that's
fake,
a fake show.
Right off the
that's
bat.
That's a fake one.
Sneaky B.
Next up, free beer and hot wings. Is that a real show?
It's so stupid.
It is stupid.
No.
Yes.
It is.
Come on. Grand Rapids, Michigan brings us WGRD 97.9 FM, free beer and hot wings.
WGRD, that's the GERD.
The GERD.
Take some Pepsi.
Listen to the GERD. Hosted by Greg Freebeer Daniels and Chris Hot Wings Michaels.
All right.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings morning show brings you 5 hours of entertainment Monday. I buried the lead. 5 hours of entertainment every Monday through Saturday beginning at 5 a.m.
Well, Saturday's got to be taped.
Yeah, but still, it's 5 hours a day.
It must be popular.
Or desperate for content.
Whatever.
One of the two. Next up.
I mean, we air on Saturday.
For an hour, or maybe two hours at most. Well, I know. I'm saying, depending on the day, sometimes it's one if there's a pregame, sometimes it's two.
All right, go ahead.
Weezer and Snitch. Real or fake show?
Fake.
Yes. Next up, Phlegm and Taint.
Come I wish it was real. Fake.
Fake is right. Next up, The Smiley Morning Show. Is that real or fake?
The Smiley Morning
the
Show?
The Smiley Morning
I'll
Show.
I'll say that's real.
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's we're all smiling. Enough. Hey, everybody.
This one is WZPL 99.5 FM in Indianapolis. Morning show that first started airing in 2002 and is hosted by radio personality. Good. I'm glad it's a radio personality hosting the radio show. That would be otherwise ridiculous. Dave Smiley with co-host Nikki Reed, Tony Williams, and producer Will. Just Will.
Well, we have producer Ted.
No, that's not his name. It's producer Panama Ted.
I'm sorry.
First of his household. Thank you. Next up, Flop Sweat and Gumball. Is that a real show?
No.
No. Afternoons with Weasel Fart. Is that a real show?
I'm going to say it's real.
No, it's not.
Oh,
I wish
no!
it was. I wish
I thought it was like an act of rock. It's like, hey, man, join me, Weasel Fart. I'll play all the new stuff from Skillet.
I did work with a guy at a rock station whose name was Nudge, where it was just like, hey, man, why don't you just nudge him over? I don't know. It was like, I don't even know what that name meant.
I knew a guy named, well, there was Sludge.
Sludge,
who's still working.
Oh, good for Sludge.
But Sludge does not go by Sludge anymore. It goes by his actual name. And then Fook. F-O-O-K.
Fook. Good for him. Next up, Lou and Chili. Is that a real show?
Yes, that's real.
That is.
I hope it's Chili Davis.
Nope. 97.1.
Is it Chili from TLC?
The Wash. No, it's 97.1 The Wash in Washington, D.C., W-A-S-H. Lou Katz and Chili Amar. However, it's a D.C. morning show. Lou, spelled L-O-O. Lou, not L-O-U. No, not L-O-U you would think. It's L-O-O. Come on, he's hip and cool with the kids, everybody. Lou!
Do we know that it's a dude?
Yeah, because his name is Lou Katz, and he was fired in 2017.
Oh.
So he's no longer with the show. But Chili is still there. Let her live. Next up, Pony and Muller.
Real.
Yeah. Number, I want to say, 5 on the Barrett Sports Media list of mid-market.
Is that right?
Afternoon shows.
Number 5?
Pittsburgh, 93.7 FM. Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller. Filippone would be the pony there. Number 5, though. Not number 1. Stillman and Company. Is that real or fake?
Fake.
Real.
Real.
Someone's ripping off the gimmick. Stillman and Company, 102.5 The Game in Nashville. Hosted by Jared Stillman and a cast of thousands.
Next up, they're on the Barrett Sports Media rankings.
They are. Next up, The Diener Show. Is The Diener Show a real show?
Real.
Yeah. Jared Stillman used to work on The Diener Show, and then he got his own gig in Nashville. But The Diener Show is on 680 AM in Louisville, hosted by Drew Diener.
Is that sports or is it news?
It's sports. Oh, okay. These are all.
All sports.
No, no, not all of them. Lou and Chili, that was just a morning show. Smiley is a morning show. Flop Sweat and Gumball, polka. Next up, Macho Taco and his lovely asadas. Is that a real or fake show?
Real.
Fake.
Oh, I wish it was real.
And finally, Isaac and the Big Souk.
Isaac and the Big Souk?
The Big Souk.
That's real.
Yeah. You know what city? Take a guess. Anywhere in the world. Or in the U.S.
Carbondale, Illinois.
Nope. Portland, Oregon. That is their afternoon show. With fan veteran, because it's the fan out there, 1080 the fan, Isaac Ropp, and former pro football player Jason Big Souk Sukanik.
I don't remember him.
I don't either. That's probably
you don't
why.
You remember him, Teddy?
No.
The Big Souk?
Who would?
No, I remember this guy, though.
Jack and Dick.
Yeah, you listened to Jack and Dick back in the day, didn't you?
I produced their show.
Oh, that's right, of course. How did I forget that?
Teddy was a big fan of Jack and Dick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pour me a big giant glass. Of Jack and Dick. Is Rothman doing the traffic again?
I hope so.
Well, I got a little 5-minute delay over here, I guess. I think we can do better than the open for this traffic. Can we play some weather that's 8 hours old? Can we do that?
We can do that.
We have that. We have the technology. That's right.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Just trying to do my job. You are going to find an object on the roadway of Route 104 westbound at I-71. Please be cautious as they work to get this cleared out of the roadway. About a 5-minute slowdown is expected. You'll also find some delays on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and 4th Street. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples Print Marketing is committed to quality and printing perfect every time. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials. Order $50 or more. Offer ends 225. See staples.com/store/printbreak for details. Try Staples and see the difference. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. I looked down in the shower today and saw that my genitals are still living inside me. That means winter is still here. Too much information? Too bad. I promise I'll never talk about my hibernating dong again if you call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll make sure it's as warm as you want. Maybe even your cash and prizes will be so comfortable they'll pop out and say hello. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, you guys. Bone Man. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday indeed.
Indeed.
You getting ready for the Pro Bowl this weekend? Watch Tyler Huntley out there.
Tyler Huntley. You know what? It's over. Just stop the show. You can't have the words Pro Bowl next to that guy. Just you have to come up with a new name for what's going on out there now. If that's what we're doing. Two touchdown passes for Huntley.
Oh, average two touchdown passes
averaged.
A game? Averaged.
Is
no.
that what it was?
Yeah.
No. Oh, no.
Just two.
Oh, just two.
Two.
This
two.
Is so dumb. It's so dumb that we have to do
stupid.
This.
Stupid.
But you had to find someone to do it. Because Josh Allen didn't want to do it. There's lots of other guys that don't want to do it either.
But how does it go from Josh Allen well, to was, then Huntley?
Lamar Jackson was on the list of all
right. I get that.
By the way, he probably shouldn't have been either. I mean, if we're just judging by the best quarterbacks in the league.
Oh, of course.
It was not him, but he was like third alternate, and I want to say Tyler Huntley was fourth alternate, and then I think I was alternate five.
But how can it go to Tyler Huntley as that number
everybody
alternate?
Else said, I don't want to do it.
Or they're hurt and they can't. There has to be 25 guys in between Josh Allen before you would get to Tyler Huntley. All of them said no. Taylor Heinicke would go, wouldn't he?
Sure. Again, I think
that's the NFC.
I believe he plays in a different conference.
Right.
Yes. Who cares?
What
doesn't matter. Doing? Conferences. It's a flag football game. It's a flag football game in Vegas.
It's not even a real game. Yeah, they're just doing a skills competition for the most part, right?
Wasn't there a New England Patriot that tore his ACL in a beach flag football game way back in the day?
Is it that's Robert Edwards?
Robert Edwards.
Very 24 years ago. About that.
That's a good one.
About that. Good pull.
He was never the same.
I like how you congratulated yourself for the good pull.
I just said Panama Ted, good pull.
Oh, I thought you were saying good pull for you because you remembered it.
No,
he said
Robert Edwards. I didn't know.
Okay. I gotcha.
Oh, Bone.
All right, here are the Pro Bowl alternates that are actually going to be in the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Derek Carr got named today as well, replacing Joe Burrow. Jared Goff is a Pro Bowler now. He replaces Jalen Hurts. Trevor Lawrence is replacing Pat Mahomes. And Tyler Huntley is replacing Josh Allen.
It's just like Trevor Lawrence had a nice year. Did he not? Like 27, 28-ish touchdowns.
Yeah, he did.
Eight or nine picks.
I don't understand the Tyler Huntley thing at all. Honestly, I don't even understand what the
other QBs.
Well, as far as just pure numbers, that would have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Tua would be a better option.
I think he was ahead of him. And
I'm saying,
was hurt.
But I'm saying there's a lot of guys that are hurt that can't play or that just don't want to, which I don't blame them.
Why not Deshaun Watson? No.
Well,
he couldn't.
He had more touchdown passes than Tyler Huntley.
He had a better season than Tyler Huntley.
He started more games.
He did.
And had more touchdown passes.
So there you go. There's a PSA for Deshaun Watson.
That's
to
right.
The Pro Bowl.
Maybe one of the targets they have to hit is just him under a blanket.
That's right. Just here's the tea towel he used to wear. Here's the little tea towel he used to wear. Just try to throw a football at that. See if you can knock it off of there. Whatever little post it's hanging off of. Sure.
Can you hit his pants tent on the fly?
You're just really happy that you said pants tent, aren't you?
Quarterback skills?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Who throws at Deshaun Watson? Someone from the
Tyler
NFC?
Tyler Huntley tries to throw.
Anybody who's in the competition. Everybody's coming up on the
Buckeye Show tonight. Come on.
Coming up tonight, transfer cornerback coming to Ohio State. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the impact. And if we'll try to do too much and maybe give Ohio State secondary too much credit before they show us something in 2023.
I'm giving that coming. I'm giving them no credit. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, you get these transfers. And like, I don't know. Buckeye secondary
if
fixed.
If anybody tells me something's fixed, I will punch him in the face.
I know. We'll get into that.
All right, Buckeye Show, top of the hour. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, Amy Duggar King, one of the many cousins who were related to the family that was on 19 Kids and Counting, she is 36 years old. She shared some surprising information about the Duggar family. Fortunately, not as dark as some of the other things we found out about them on a recent slew of TikToks. But one of the things she brought up to them was that the kids in that family growing up were not allowed to watch cartoons. They were not allowed to watch the animated series Veggie Tales, which was a religious show produced for like church kids. And that reasoning she said that was given by the parents that they were not allowed to watch it was because, quote, they didn't want the kids thinking that vegetables could talk because all the characters are come-to-life vegetables.
Yeah, it's very disorienting.
Bob the Tomato, more harmful than Josh Duggar. Just FYI.
Yeah, Josh Duggar touching his sisters, that was A-OK.
Yeah, but that we couldn't... Yeah, that
talking
was,
vegetables, we
talking
draw a
carrot,
hard line.
That's phallic.
Look at that carrot.
That's what he sounds like?
Yes.
Mr. Duggar?
No, it's Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon is just in there.
Was the head of the Duggar
right,
family.
Right. So, speaking of cartoons...
Time to get homeschooled.
Eddie Murphy wants Shrek 5 to be made. He says...
I didn't even know there was four.
He says...
God's honest truth.
And he says, Donkey deserves a spinoff over Puss in Boots. Quote, and I'm quoting Eddie Murphy, Puss ain't as funny as the donkey. I'm just telling you what he said about the Antonio Banderas Puss in Boots movie that came out. He says, Donkey's funnier. He should get his own spinoff. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Show is Puss and Donkey.
Puss in Boots is the show. Sorry, Queen. They haven't done a show together. Just FYI.
Jackets lose at 6:30. Bye bye.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. Jackets time 6:30. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find that metal object has been cleared from the roadway of Route 104 westbound at I-71. All lanes have reopened in that area. And Elm Creek Drive northbound between London Grove Fort Road and Spiegel Drive, that is still closed due to an accident. Please avoid if possible. This traffic report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Hiring can be a headache. That's why there's Indeed, the hiring platform that removes the hassle. Sponsor a job and immediately get a short list of quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
It's a Fan Action Update.
Let's do some college hoops tonight. Let's get it. First off, your current national championship favorites. Houston is the betting favorite at +750, followed by Purdue at +850. Some top 25 action tonight. Number 7, Kansas State, is a 7-point road dog to number 8, Kansas. In the Big Ten, Indiana fresh off a win over Ohio State is a 2.5-point underdog at Maryland. For your action update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I had a little thing at the house recently. I went downstairs in the morning. The furnace was totally dead. Even for a guy that endorses an HVAC company, still made me nervous. How long would it be until I could get someone here? How much is it going to cost me? All the usual questions. Kristen called up Care at 7:55. They were in the house by 9. Problem fixed by 9:45. And it's not because I'm me. They hate me. It's because that's what they do. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, The Fan.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
College football may not be the closest thing on your mind right now. You got a lot of other things going on, right? That's all.
What are you talking about?
Well, because we're a little
It'll be
far
here
away.
Before you. Is it 3 months? We're ready
three
to go.
3 months. I know.
It'll be here like that.
Like how?
That.
I think I snap better than Triple H. I am a much better snapper than him. You would agree, right? I mean, that was. Hang on. There we go. Right.
Are we really doing this?
Yeah. I think mine's better.
And I hope Barrett's listening today.
Can you bet on this, by the way, Triple H? Can we put a line out on who the better snapper
is? Oh, Vegas is already betting on it. Who's the better snapper?
Right.
Cotton Man plus 120.
I feel like now this is how Spielman felt when he said, I got you in the clean and I got you in the snatch. That's what I feel like just happened right there.
Why do you give such a line when I don't have it ready to go?
What do you mean give such a line? That's what he said. I'm just quoting Chris Spielman on our airwaves many years ago. Saying that was to his brother, right? Where he was talking to Rick about weightlifting.
Yeah.
I think that was what the context of this conversation was. I'm going to snap again just to. There. Ooh.
I don't know where this is.
That's one of the best ones I've ever done on the air. Which, newsflash, I've never snapped on the air until 30 seconds ago. This is brand new.
This is a good segment.
Do you have any?
Everybody
do you have
looks
any?
Good in your underwear.
No, I don't have.
You don't have spiels?
I don't have the. Oh, here. Oh, here it is. Here
Come
it
on.
Is. Here it is.
Dude, I crushed you in the cleans and I crushed you in the snatch.
That gets you every time. Every time.
I forget he says crushed. That's the word
crushed
that
you
I
in the
always
snatch.
Dude, I crushed you in the cleans and I crushed you in the snatch.
You should see this idiot right now. You know it's coming. You can't compose yourself.
I quoted it. It's just the way he almost realizes that he's talking about weightlifting and he's like, yeah, let's just keep going. I crushed you.
I got it. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.